Warning, the following podcast has been banned in Australia, while all the previous podcasts are fine.
Is that like a reference to Mortal Kombat being banned?
I tried, yes.
I'm just saying it's a bit of an ass about way to try and bring
that
in.
You think of something...
Hey!
Hey!
Hello, welcome!
All right.
Thanks. It's a
podcast.
Come on in.
Podcast.
Come on in.
Yay! Yeah.
Podcast.
Sit down.
What?
Can I get you a drink?
You can.
Yep. Oh,
I actually have one already.
Have
another one?
You've been drinking that drink for a while. You've been drinking that drink since the mini cast.
That was a week ago. Holy shit.
I'm a slow drinker.
I found a bottle of drink in my study recently, and it had like floaties, but they were like grown.
Yeah,
I just lost track of that.
What drink was it?
It was a Crownie, ironically.
Jesus, really?
We cleaned out the bottom of the cupboard last night, just randomly, like, seeing what was down there.
Like,
and there was a bottle
cupboard
of half-drank, you know that pink champagne?
Pink, yeah.
With, like, a mouldy thing growing on top of it.
Who?
Left open in the thing.
What?
In the cupboard.
Who would put it there?
Your sister.
Oh, really? Oh.
So how long ago was that?
That's a long time ago.
Yeah, over 18 months ago.
Shit.
Yeah.
That's an ecosystem.
And it was open. I'm like, I could have knocked that over.
Yeah.
That would have been gross.
Oh, imagine knocking it over with all the shit in it.
Nah, it wouldn't have been cool.
Yuck.
Yeah.
That's not cool.
It's a good start. Nah. What is cool, though? Podcast 45.
Wow. Gee, heck. Rant Theory. That's us. Welcome. Thanks for listening. No, don't go now. We lost some.
It was a bit awkward.
Sorry.
Awkward.
Got to get them in the first 3 minutes.
First 30 seconds. Got to own it.
You got to bring it in. Bring him in.
Start with your best stuff. Let's have it.
And let's pop. Yeah, so we've got a, whoa, what a podcast we've got. Look, I'm not going to lie, it's kind of weak.
Got to be honest.
We're going to make it amazing.
We are.
Somehow.
Yeah, what are we going to do?
Magic.
Oh, yeah.
Our voices.
Yeah.
If we keep talking.
Yes.
Just don't
stop.
Oh, God. Left that like a dull silence.
Don't put any of them in there.
Oh God, I've got to cut them all out.
Cut every single silence out.
I've done that once or twice with a couple of podcasts.
Really? Yeah, don't share the secret.
When I used to listen through, like, back in the day, for anyone who doesn't know, when we first started doing the podcast, I would listen from start to finish every week to actually edit the podcast. I don't do that anymore. I don't have that kind of time on my hands. There would be times where I'd actually go, needs a little bit tighter, a little bit more gain. Yeah, a little bit more gain. Auto tune, all that
shit
sort of
out
thing.
Of that.
Yeah,
you know, production values.
Yeah,
not now though. Nah. As you can tell,
zero. No. Remember that one that came?
Oh
out
goodness!
With
do not give a fuck.
Remember that one that came out with a deafening sound in it? That was an awkward period.
I figured out what that was though.
Oh, good.
Yeah, hasn't happened since.
You've, like, dragged this sound in from the desktop. Yeah. It's like ear-bleeding sound.
There's not enough angry listeners listening. We need to make them angry. How do we make them angry? I know, ear-raping them. There we go.
Everybody loves that.
Once again, I'm very sorry about that. That might happen again.
It's okay.
Everyone got over it.
Yeah.
Because it's been crystal clear ever since. Yeah. What have you dudes been up to? You been doing things?
Heaps.
Mm.
Heaps.
Yeah. Booked a ticket to Thailand.
Hey, that's fun.
Look at you go.
Should be good. I'm gonna
go on a water slide. I know I talk about it a lot.
You do.
I'll see if
I think
they
you have a
one.
Problem.
If they do, I'll go on it. Now, I'm going to a wedding, right? We looked at their weather for when we're going over, which is August, which is apparently the peak of their wet season, with the average daily temperature of about 30 to 31.
Right.
I'm going to a wedding.
Wedding?
Suits and shit.
Yeah.
So
there's never a good day, though.
No.
Never a good
day. Like, 30 isn't the problem, it's the humidity.
Yeah,
100%.
100%? Apparently.
What does that mean?
I think it's just walking through water.
You're like literally through like the thickest fog ever of just heat.
I don't
understand. 100% humidity.
100%, mate.
It seems a
That's
bit odd.
Everything.
Yeah. So we're having a big debate with the bride to be on whether we can just wear shirts and shorts. Like some classy shorts.
You know
classy
what you do?
But you're in the tropics.
I'll tell you what you do
it.
Is like midway through the ceremony, you just subtly, you just drop your hands down below your waist and you just unbutton those pants and just sort of just let them fall.
You know what? That sounds like a pretty good idea.
And if all three of you do it at once, it'll be seem like, you know when that fucking YouTube fucks dance? Yeah. Like they dance down the aisle and they're like, doing some fucking dumbass dance. You'll be that guy, except it'll be with you.
All at exactly the same time. That would be awesome.
You know what you should wear is stripper pants. And just like, tear just them go, off. Rip them off.
As soon as they like, pronounce you, man and wife.
This, and she's going to be wearing like the full wedding gown. Like it'll be pretty extravagant.
Why?
She's so going to pass out.
Nah,
I'm
going to
laugh my ass off.
I mean, pants I'm off. No fucking fucking queer eye for the straight guy, but you wouldn't wear regular.
You are a bit
wedding man.
No,
stuff
you would not. No, we're thinking nice white shirts.
Yeah, yeah.
Short.
See, I got a friend that did that. Went to Fiji.
Yeah, short sleeve. Yeah,
got married at Fiji, and it was nice. Nice
on
shirts
the beach.
And
yeah, yeah, that's
sunglasses.
It. Yeah,
if you want to be a little douchey, but it works. Is no shoes.
I don't think shoes.
Oh, shoes would be shoes
or sandals.
No, I'm just saying no shoes. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
a douchey,
I like that.
But,
I like
but,
that. No, no, I like
no,
that.
No, I reckon that's less douchey. That is. It's a bit contrived.
What? Is it really?
Yeah.
Why?
Why?
I guarantee you don't walk there with no shoes on. You take them off to do it. It's a bit.
I'd be wearing fucking shoes. Oh, we'll be. It's time. Oh, we'll be wearing shoes.
Fuck is what I'm saying.
Pussies would wear shoes and then take them off.
Yeah. You would.
Real
men.
Real motherfuckers and wear no
rock
shoes
their
all day.
Shoes.
I had fucking two pairs of shoes in my wedding.
What?
Do something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
High heels looked wonderful on you.
They did. Stilettos.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. I hope that's
fun.
That
is cool.
I can't wait to hear it about it then.
Can't wait to go to the markets and buy all sorts of legitimate things to bring home.
Yeah.
Do people still go there and go, oh, I've got all these DVDs and I like Cool Sans Agents?
Yes,
no
they do because
really?
I always I
yeah,
get people
it, I
offering
do.
Them to me.
Really?
I have I have people saying it's like, oh, we're going over to Bali, so if you want any DVDs, let me know. They're so cheap. I'm like,
I'm just jumping onto the internet. If you want any DVDs,
like,
yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah,
I'm going. I'm going to the torrent. So if you want any. I know.
Yeah,
it's like, do you see
like,
these?
Back in the early 90s?
Man,
yeah, maybe. Yeah.
I built an arcade machine. I know how to get a movie if I want it. I just choose to buy them on DVDs. I'm not a fool. I just like them on DVD. Yeah.
Wait, have you got Meet the Fockers there? I'll take that, actually. That'd be great. Thank
you. Thanks. Fling it out the window.
I finally got through a season of NBA 2K11. I tweeted about it yesterday.
Yeah, wow. That is amazing.
I'm serious when I say when I tweeted, I'm serious when I say 100 plus hours.
That's insane.
Was the achievement 900G?
I got no achievement.
What the fuck?
I got no achievement.
That's fucked.
No
That's
achievement.
That's really dumb.
And I won the finals. I was like, I won the finals. I got MVP final. Final
That's
MVP.
Terrible. When do you get?
Really?
I bet you get a bunch of stuff early, but you don't get anything. See, they need to.
You get an achievement for being MVP for the season, and I didn't get that.
See, that's something I reckon PlayStation does a little bit better. They've got like tiered trophies.
Yeah.
Mm. And they say, you know, here's your fucking chintzy 5-point kind of shit, which is those bronze ones.
Yeah, yeah.
And they've got fucking platinum.
The crazy ones.
Which
is
hard, and it means something.
See, I didn't get to the end and kind of go, oh, where's my fucking achievement? I got to the end and went, fucking A.
Yeah.
Like, that was like the amount of time I put into this game.
So.
And then at the end, I got to choose all these like free agents that were like basically like leaving their teams. Like, hey, do you want any of these guys to play for us?
Oh, sweet!
I was like, yes, I do.
What
and
Jordans
like, oh, that's
did you
good.
Get?
Hey,
what Jordans?
No,
did
I got them all already.
Oh, sweet.
I got my own Jordans now.
Nice.
Yeah.
I remember when you started that, and you were like, "There's way too many pairs of shoes. I'm never going to be unlock all these." Yeah. And look
did.
At you now.
Yeah.
Got them all.
Yeah. Look at
so
you're going to go prestige now.
I pretty much have.
Awesome.
Pretty much, yeah. Crazy, but I could have gone a different team. Because I was a free agent too.
Really?
But I didn't want to go LeBron and get
that
hated.
That game is really surprising.
It's fucking... constantly... I thought I would have got to the end and went, I'm going to wait until 2K12. And, but it's like, I'm happy to keep playing it.
See, now you're going to be one of those people that plays 2K12 and you'll be like, well, there's only marginal improvements.
Yeah, that's it,
The accuracy. Are you going to bump it up in difficulty now? You're still playing Girl League.
It's Girl League's called Pro, Nathan.
We'll do it.
For
it's
starters.
Hard still, but I'm right. Maybe I will bump it up one. Maybe.
You should.
Maybe, yeah.
Bump it up a notch.
It was hard. The finals were hard.
Really?
Did you find
hard.
A boss?
Kobe Bryant. Yes, I did fight a boss.
Oh, Jesus. It was like 80s movie hard.
It was their Bucks versus the Lakers for the finals. And the semifinals was fucking heat. I had three bosses.
Jeez. Three stages.
Yeah.
Beat one and then another one comes out. And
that's pretty much. Except the first one was the Charlotte Bobcats and we swept them.
I'm sorry, I don't understand. I'm pretty sure they're called the Charlotte Hornets.
Yeah, isn't that right?
I believe I've got a cap.
Yeah, I know a kid at school used to have a
Larry
cap.
Johnson plays for them. He's still playing, right? He's Grandmama.
No, I don't follow.
Really? The Converse ads?
No.
What?
Really? Oh, yeah, I do remember now you said that. He was dressed up as a lady.
No, Grandmama.
I had a
Muggsy Bogues.
I had a video game related thing recently when I went to Melbourne and we decided we had a hankering. I went out with my cousin and after some beers at home, we decided we had a hankering for some pinball.
Mm.
And actually, we're going to go bowling in the city. Oh. We went to one of the strike bars. Mm. And he goes, I've got some tables in here too. Maybe they'll have some machines we can play. Went in there and they had some fucking hideously fucking blown out Street Fighter versus X-Men, like not even the Marvel versus Capcom.
Yeah, right.
And it was just like someone had rubbed Vaseline over it. It was just atrocious. Like a lot of the machines were kind of fucked and stuff. Mm. And then they had, it was like FIFA 94. Was it FIFA? Yeah, anyway.
That's odd.
And honest to God, I think that I've never seen, my cousin happier. Brennan, he was just like, absolutely, like, oh my fucking God, they've got FIFA 94. Holy shit. It was the one that they had at their uni when we went through uni. And it was like, you know, when you play pinball, you've got no fucking clue what's going on ever.
Mm.
And all of a sudden something happens and you're like, okay, cool. He's like, he knew everything about the table.
Jesus.
And because he'd played it so much. And it was such a fun experience.
I'm sorry, this is pinball.
Yeah.
FIFA pinball.
Pinball.
Really?
Yeah.
That's an odd pinball.
Yeah. And it was awesome. There's like a goalie.
Cheap.
There's a goalie up the top.
Oh.
If you put in, the other thing I loved, it was incentivized spending more money. It was like if you put in two, you got three credits.
Oh,
and so we probably played like 15 games or so in a row. And it was the most fun I've had playing pinball in a long time.
Yeah,
and it was just, it's such a good table, such a good table. It's got
it's
this
crazy.
Really crazy thing where when you send it up, it doesn't go to the top of the table. It actually like stops at about maybe a third up and gets pushed backwards down towards the flippers.
Yeah.
It's really fast action. And then you've got this constant goal of wanting to score a goal, which is you've got the goalie up there and you're like, you've always got that there. Like, it's not just like, you know, when something else happens and it's like you've got this really tangible goal to it. It's just such a good table.
That's crazy.
And it was incredible nick too. Like, the machine was, you know, it didn't seem like it was from fucking 94, that's for sure. And all it did was like playing it. We were probably there, I don't know, probably maybe half an hour, 45 minutes or so.
Mm.
And after that, you know, just went to bars and drank and stuff. And I swear to God, I wish we had stayed there and played, like spent more money on pinball than we played. It was just so good. It was such a good game.
That's cool.
But then it was just absolutely like hammered in how badly I would love a pinball table, like a real pinball table. And I know there's
a virtual one.
I know there's like Pin Mame and all those.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, so they're fine and it's a nice solution and stuff, but actually to have a real table and to learn it, like that's the other thing is you can be good at it and understand the rules, but you still need to be dexterous and
there's only so much that a virtual table can give you of the experience.
If
you've
got 1,000 tables as well, you'll flick through and be like, oh, I'm going to play this, and I'm going to play this. But if you had one table and you learned it.
I think pinball's different to arcade in that sense.
Yeah.
Very much, because it is it's a very tactile thing. Mm. Like it's, you know, it's all about the physics. And as much as virtual pinball, you know, emulates the physics really well.
Yeah.
In most cases.
Yeah.
Or what I've seen at least.
Occasionally.
Like the ones on Live Arcade and stuff. Like, they're great. They're awesome.
Yeah. Well, but you're right. There is something it can't possibly emulate, and that's the physicality of it.
Yeah, exactly.
And to the point where it was like, watch this. I'm going to slam tilt this.
Mm.
And as he was doing, as it went to one particular spot on the table, he just like reefed the entire table up, like bumping it.
Mm.
And it went like, boom, the whole table like shuts down.
Yeah.
But the ball got stuck. Like, it got stuck in, there was like one or two places that were stuck.
Yeah.
that it could get stuck in, and you could actually, you know, it's not just that fake sort of thing. Like, it was just...
I think, and the fact that like, so many things these days are moving away from being a physical thing, so pinballs are just such a beautiful gaming experience.
And, and they're real lights, and it's not it's not like digital screens everywhere. Yeah. It's like everything's a fucking light globe.
Yeah.
And I was just like, this is so good, and it made me think, it's like, this is, that's, I'm sure I mentioned it before, but that's my midlife crisis. Like, I thought the pin, I thought the MAME cabinet was the midlife crisis of nerd gaming. Like, rather than buying a fucking car, I was thinking about this the other week. I was like, I would, instead of me buying an old hot car and keeping it in the garage, you know, it's that midlife crisis. My midlife crisis would be a pinball table
machine,
and it'll be restored and beautiful, like not a fixer upper, an actual real pinball table.
Yeah.
And I think, that'll be like my goal. Once I've got one, I'll be just the happiest, happiest.
Yeah. It's funny, literally 2 nights ago, when I did the double shift at work, I was looking up Fishtails, the pinball.
Oh, Fishtails.
Yeah, dude.
To get.
And they've got, see, they've got fucking legend. You know, you're like, fuck, I remember that. It's got the, you know, like, you remember those tables, like the Terminator 2 table.
Yeah. Yep.
See?
Yeah.
Adam's Family. You're like, I know, you know those tables, and they've got, like, a real weight to them because they're so good.
Yeah,
there's something about a really good pinball.
See, just that little bit too expensive. Like, I think the Fishtails were between... $2,800 and $3,500.
You can't
at this
get away.
Place. They had 14 nuts. Of them.
Yeah, but that's really but
I bet you bought that. It would be mint.
For sure.
It would have,
and
to
you
be
know,
mint.
It would stay mint too.
Yeah,
just at your house, like
yeah. Because they get the shit kicked out of them, like by people, you know, like Brendan, like Brendan, like, the motherfucker
like
up,
tilting. Literally.
Yeah. But the thing is, the other thing is, like, doing that was noticing how little it phased it. You're like, this thing is
built
to be fucking knocked around, and I want one.
Yeah,
that'd be cool.
But again, I was like, well, then I can just sit back there in the the corners of my brain, and one time I'll just do it.
Like, fuck it. You know what? I'm buying a pinball table.
Do you know what? You know what? Fuck it.
Yeah.
I'm going to go get me one of those.
Can I please buy a pinball table?
Yeah.
Just don't start watching them on eBay now.
Nah.
You drive yourself mental.
There's no there's no point as well, because by the time I'd actually get one, it'll be different again.
Yeah.
So what would you get?
What would I get? A table. Yeah. So I'd have to look into it. I'd have to, and that's the other good thing, is you'd be able to actually go shopping and test drive. Because if you're literally going to buy a pinball table, those guys, I promise you, they'll probably spot you a credit or two. You know, if you go to the, into the showrooms, there are showrooms in Melbourne.
Yeah.
And I was like, I would love to go there and actually sort of think. I would definitely look into that particular table.
Is there any that you have memory of that you would?
I mean, apart from the ones I mentioned, like Terminator 2, I remember that being really, really cool.
Was there a Guns N' Roses one?
Yes.
There's I think I remember that. There's everything.
Yeah. There's a Family Guy one.
Is it really?
Yeah. There's actually some modern ones. Apparently, that one's really cool. It's got, like, a mini pinball table inside it.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so it's like, it's the lower table. Yeah. That's cool and stuff, but I would want something maybe a bit older.
It's got to be a classic.
I don't know enough about pinball.
See, you're talking about this, and we're talking about it like it is a car.
Yeah,
car would you
get?
It is.
I don't give a fuck about my car, dude. You've seen my car.
Yeah.
I could not give a fuck. Like, I could drive around in a tin can. I did. Like, for 3 years, it was literally a fucking tin can.
Yeah.
And I really don't care. I've never had a cool car.
Mm.
And even when I've got the car I've got now, which is a fucking destroyed Hilux, I think is a cool car. I like it.
It's a cool car. It's cool. It's a cool car.
And, but the thing is, like, it's not in good condition or anything. It's not my priority.
Mm.
Whereas something like that would be coveted as, like, that is the hot rod. Like, that's my, you know, some people spend, you know, $6,000 on a fucking camera. Mm. Everyone's got their weird little vice.
Yeah, for sure.
Wouldn't it be weird if you didn't have that thing?
I think it would be. That's the difference between men and women as well. Like, women get so jealous of the fact that we have hobbies like that.
Yeah.
We have passions.
They're too busy in the kitchen.
In the kitchen. Making cakes. Knocking out babies.
What do you mean?
Have you ever noticed that?
Well, it depends on the person.
Yeah. It does. But
I'm jealous of Tash reading.
Dudes are more
read like a motherfucker.
Guys are more inclined to act upon
their
vices.
Guys are more likely to be self indulgent.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Whereas women are a lot more sensible. I think the word is.
So
I know what you mean. Yeah,
it sounds like a poorly formed comedy skit going that sort of way. Is like, what is the deal with women? We like fishing.
They don't like fishing.
So I need to get your shed sorted out.
That shed needs to be knocked down. Yeah. I told you about the shed. We had the builder look at it. And he said, okay, so the front's fucked.
Yeah.
And the back's fucked. And the roof's fucked. It was like,
all of it.
Yes.
Your floor's all right.
Yes. Yeah, it was literally like, and he sort of looked at me.
But
and
if
like,
all this falls on top of it, it'll be fucked.
Yeah.
Your floor will be fucked.
That has to be demolished.
Do you still go
like
in
I said, it? Sorted.
Do I? Not as much.
Yeah.
Not as much lately.
If you had a good one.
Oh, if I had a good one. No, see, it's inevitable. We've only got 2 bedrooms.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Everyone's nodding.
Yes. Excellent podcast maneuver.
That's pretty good. Audible nod.
Yeah. So, games.
Yes.
Video.
What of them? Man.
Come on. There hasn't been a lot. There hasn't been a lot going on.
Come on.
Give us a break, podcast listeners.
I actually wanted to talk a little bit about Torchlight. We did talk about it at Fairlight last week. Fairlane.
I like a Fairlane. Old Fairlane would be nice.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. I'll buy a pinball table.
It's actually a Fairlane pinball machine.
Ford Fairlane, like the guy, the movie.
There probably is one. Probably.
After last week, I actually went home and purchased Torchlight. And I was pretty sure I
was because I inspired you with my awesome review.
No, I went home and I was like, fucking troll. And I'm like, I think
that's fucking bullshit.
There is, and I changed
the fish,
my,
motherfucker.
Have a troll.
Pah!
That's pretty cool. And since then, I've finished it, and I think that that is the best version of it that I've played personally.
Easily.
Because of how, I don't know, like I feel like I played the...
It makes use of the best peripheral in your lounge room, which is the couch.
The couch. And also I feel like...
And your TV.
They've streamlined the menus a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Because with the other one, what you used to have to do is look at both of them and then say which one's better.
Yeah.
And there's probably a mod or something for this that changes on the PC, but I remember looking at... You know, in this, it's like, is this better than what I'm wearing? And it has everything in your inventory. It's got arrows up or down. If it's lower, then it's... And then if you want to find out any more about it, you know, look into it. You actually see the little dialogue things. If you don't, all you do is you go X and it just fucks it off straight out.
Gives it to your pet.
And I feel like...
And
I feel like I spent less time finishing it, playing it on the Xbox than I did... playing it the first time on the PC.
Probably finished
and not finished it. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I did. I finished it the other night and went, oh, okay.
That's crazy.
It didn't take you that long.
No, it's not that long.
Yeah, okay.
It's really not. Like, once you get into it and once you get a few weapons.
I'm a lot further in this than I was in the PC.
I absolutely love this game. Like, and after I finished it, it made me even like love it even more on the console, and I was like, I actually don't think it's day and date either on the Xbox, like we said last time.
What it's what sorry?
Day and date is in on the Xbox as well as the I don't think it is on the PC at the same time as it was on the Xbox.
Oh, for
the
next Torchlight 2.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Oh right,
which probably is a real shame because I would much. Just the way it works, I wouldn't mind starting a new character actually and trying out the ranged guys. But playing as the big bruiser guy, it just worked perfectly. Yeah. I just sort of smashed through it.
I don't know why, but it reminds me of it reminds me way more of, I know it's a Diablo clone, and there's other games that they all owe what they are to Diablo. Remember that game on PS2 used to play ages ago, that Champions of Nora?
Yeah, I do remember you showing me that.
Yeah, basically, it was like, I don't know why I didn't realize it. It's basically, that's what it feels
very
like. It feels
similar.
Like playing that kind of game. And it was great loot in that game, too. And it was all, you know, like,
the loot they've done,
encounters and stuff like that.
It's still good in this, and it's not quite as, like, it slows down towards the end of the game.
Yeah.
Because you'll start to get shit that you're just like, holy crap. Like, my guy now looks so fucking cool.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's a really important part of the loot is it's physical. And that's something,
the first thing they show you in the menu is what is going on with your character.
If you saw my guy, you would flip out.
Yeah.
Because he's carrying these two amazing looking weapons.
Yeah.
He's got a fucking helmet that looks like a cyborg kind of crazy. He's got giant horns off the helmet and stuff. It just looks rad. Yeah. But that's something that games that are similar to it, like Borderlands, really need to fix in a sequel.
Physicality,
like the actual physical representation, when you see somebody who's been playing the game and you see how much further they are, how much more they've leveled, you can see it physically.
Mm. Yeah,
it adds so much to it.
Yeah.
The best thing, I think... Well, the way that I guess Borderlands did that was it was very much a roundabout way of doing it. Is when we all used to dump our weapons on the ground. It's like, check this out.
Yeah,
that's the way. Clunky. That was the only way you could really.
It's because show off.
Yeah, exactly.
There's like a.
It was the only way you could show off your progress. It was like that's fucking.
And
that's
you could see
60.
The weapon, I guess, but they need
still
a way.
Have no idea. Yeah.
It needs to be. Yeah, it needs to be done in that sense where it is. You look and you go, holy shit! What is like WoW. Yeah. Exactly like WoW, when you look at someone and go, where the fuck did he... I don't play it, but that's one thing you always hear dudes talking about. It's like, what the fuck has that got going on?
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy.
The other thing I like about it is they've taken out needless chore kind of stuff. Like, if I want to... change my boots to something, a new boots that I got, you press swap. On the PC version, what you do is you click on them and then you drag them over to where his boots are and drop them on the boots. And you're like, well, where else am I going to put them? I'm not going to put them on my fucking hands.
Yeah.
You either want to put them on or you want to get rid of them.
Yeah.
And it's like they've streamlined that and then left everything else relatively the same.
Mm.
The only major problem I've got is you tend to stick to the same group of spells and shit because you can't manage them with a controller. Like, it's really poor.
To change your set, you've got to go into the menu and actually go change set.
You have to use the up and down keys use the up and down set thing with your...
Oh, can you do that on the fly?
Yeah, on the fly.
Oh, right. I thought you had to actually go into the menu to do it.
But the problem is it's down, like, you can't see...
How much I use those spells.
Yeah. Well, you can't see what set you've got unless you look down to the bottom of the screen.
Yeah.
And it's just a little bit harder to spot, like, what you're doing. You need, like, a big number of 1, 2, 3. So you knew, if I go down to 3, I know that's where I heal, and this one's my defense spells, this one's my attacks. Otherwise, you're just kind of a bit, I don't know. I ended up beefing up the skills that I actually used.
That's all I've done too, man. Like, I feel like in a game like that, and in a console format as well, is everything else seems like it's too much. Also, there's too much going on. You're better off just keeping it streamlined.
Absolutely. Anyway, I don't want to, you know, fill up the show with just torchlight talk, but it is.
But I agree, man. I'm loving it. I'm loving it way more on this than I was on the PC, which I said that last week anyway.
That's cool.
And this would definitely be the game that I would say not completely got rid of, but definitely helped me get over a little bit of the blues that I was talking about last week.
I realized that I wasn't
over games. I was more over the games that I was trying to play.
Yeah.
Yep.
And what I felt like was something really... What was I enjoying?
We figured out that last night.
Last week?
Last night.
What? Another invite
did you?
I didn't get.
No, it was.
We figured that out.
Yeah, you and Omar were hanging out.
No, we did. We figured that out last cast, though. It was like we knew that it's not the games. It's having to feel like we need to play all the games.
Mm. Yeah.
So having the ones we enjoy playing and making sure we...
Yeah, and the thing that I started...
Obviously, that was one you were enjoying.
Yeah, well, the thing that I was enjoying about it was the grindy RPG kind of mindless kind of thing which was... It's not in depth, but it's not too light.
It's rewarding enough to know that what you're doing is
you feel like you're progressing. And,
exactly.
And I found that in a really similar way, I picked up Pokemon as well, which I predicted, you know, at the end of the thing. I said, just stop buying games. I'm going to go buy Pokemon.
Yeah.
And I did.
You got the white version.
I did get the white version. And it's it is some Pokemon. I tell you what, that game is Pokemon.
That is all Pokemon, all game.
All the time.
Is it exactly the same?
No, no. To be honest, it's one of those things where you could be a real troll and just be like, oh, it's exactly the same, same shit.
Yeah. Mm.
And what I've played of it, I will admit I haven't played a lot of it, so I'm not going to talk a great deal about it, because we're also going to wait until you get it, because you're picking up your 3DS.
I've already bought Pokemon Black.
Yeah. How's the instruction manual? Good.
It's awesome. I've read it once.
Once. So you know exactly how it works.
I know exactly how to start the game.
Yep. Good. Put it in.
Move the mans.
We're
not get epilepsy.
No. Yep. Don't want to get that.
No. So my 3DS should be here tomorrow. Yeah. Hopefully, surely. Fingers crossed.
By next cast, we will have had a good
definitely
play of
it.
And you will leveled up your mans, and then I'll fucking kick the shit out of you.
I'll kick you're the shit down. Out of you.
No, you're not. You won't.
I will.
No.
I'll hack.
He will faint the fuck out of your Pokemons.
Yeah, they do. They faint. It is very similar. There is some things that I was really hoping last time when we played the last ones that I was hoping had been done then, which was things like, you know, animation, which wasn't in there.
Wait, so didn't animate in the last one?
No, the characters sort of, they're like still shitty looking pixel things that just sort of go and move at each other, kinda. And they don't hit each other or anything. They don't look like they're fighting. They just stand. Everyone knows what Pokemon looks like. And so in this one, there's actually quite a lot of animation in the battles, whereas there's like the cameras moving around and the characters got proper animation.
Yeah.
And all the moves have animation, which is nice.
Holy shit. It's the future.
It is the future of gaming.
There's 2 and 3 player battles. There's, which totally changes the way that you play. Because, you know, you can have with a 2-player or like with a 1-player battle, you're like, okay, so this fuckhead, he's a grass type Pokemon, so I'm going to use fire on him because it's going to burn him. And so if he's got 3 different guys out at once, it totally changes the tactics.
Okay, that's right. Cool.
And you can have a heal man, someone there that's only there for buffs.
Just a little Pokemon party.
Yes.
That's cool.
So, that's good. So by then we will have played a lot more of that. But I mean, the little things that I've found that are huge improvements, which seems crazy, but things like putting the shop in the same place as the place that you heal your Pokemon.
All right.
Genius.
Good idea.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's, and the online thing is really heavily emphasized as an important part of the game. Like, as in, it's the entire bottom screen.
Saw a lot of that.
At all times. Jeez. Once you unlock it, the online stuff is there constantly. And it's meant to be like a, you know, like a constant reminder that you can go online,
can
swap stuff. And
have you done that?
I don't have anyone else. I haven't really.
Okay.
But I would be interested. Once you've got yours, we'll fucking battle.
On.
What it can do
like
now.
Like grown men do.
Like grown men do. And they get mocked. Drinking Red Bull. Playing Pokemon.
Vegetable
being
juice.
Embarrassed. So you can play just infrared now too. So the actual cart has an infrared thing in it. You walk up and just point it at somebody else and then you can battle rather than have to like link
point
it
at his eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, don't do that.
Infrared his eyes
move.
Out.
Don't tell him my move.
It's like,
and you're like, oh, okay, my Pikachu.
Mind.
Wham him right in the eyeballs.
Oh, take your Pokemons.
Yeah.
Literally, physically steal the DS.
Yeah. Yours is going to be more 3D than mine, though, because mine's 2D. No.
This is going to be 2D.
This is a 2D one.
That's funny. I've actually bought, like, I've got 3DS games already.
What else have you got?
I bought Super Mario 64 DS, because I never finished that on 64, so I just want to have you.
That was a damn near launch title, I think.
That was a launch
I think it was
title.
You were saying that, yeah.
I bought that with the big bad silver one.
Yep. Play with the thumb nub. Oh,
yeah, well,
come
that should
with
be better.
Thumb nub.
Thumb nub, yeah.
There is no thumb nub. Came with the original. It was a little strap, and there was a thumb nub on it.
It was on the thing, wasn't it?
Oh, I mean the circle pad thing I'll use.
Yeah, that will be easier.
Yeah. And also got Bowser's Inside Story as well.
Wait, no, you won't be able to. You have to use the screen. You can't use that thing used a virtual
D-pad. you'll have to use the stylus is the controller.
The stylus is the controller. You won't be able
to
use the
So you move your mans with the circle pad and then move the camera with the other one.
No, you move your man with a stick on the screen.
What? Yeah, it's everything, I'm pretty yeah. sure. And then the jumps, what? All that. Yeah. I'm pretty sure if I remember correct.
Welcome!
Yeah, it worked okay. It was pretty weird. Because, like, if you moved it, like...
Because, I'm sure in the manual it says...
Because it didn't have an analog stick.
No, I know that.
So...
You'll see.
You could use either. I'm pretty sure it's in the book.
Okay. Fuck.
It's all right. It works all right.
Yeah. I'll just sell it.
Was it cheap? $6
Yeah, it was like, I think, $11 I got it for.
Yeah.
That's worth it. That's worth it just to look at it.
Well, that's pretty much what I'm... Yeah.
New Mario is cool. Else? You should get New Mario.
That is excellent.
Yeah, I've played that already, a lot of it, on George's DS. I got Mum's partner a DS for his birthday last
really?
Year. Yeah. Because he used to always flog Bailey's.
That's awesome.
Play it, so...
That's hilarious.
That's odd.
Yeah. Mm. So, yeah.
What else?
That's it.
And no,
Pokemon
you got
Black.
Three.
Yeah, Pokemon Black.
Yeah.
Bowser's Inside Mario. Story.
Oh, Bowser's Inside Story. That is good.
Yeah, yeah. I remember you saying that was good, and I checked out some stuff, and it looks really cool.
That is very good.
So I'm keen really for that.
Go back and listen to the Rant Theory podcast.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. Yeah, and in Mario as well.
Mario. Yeah, that's a good spread. And the thing is, you will be able to go back to the back catalogue of fucking awesome...
Get Rub DS Rabbits.
Rab Rabbits.
That was actually, one that was
two,
actually pretty good.
Feel the Magic.
First one, I remember playing that a little bit. That was pretty good, actually.
It was all right at the time.
Yeah.
Go back now and check it out. It's,
I don't want to. I haven't got a DS.
Haven't got a DS. Yeah. So, there is a huge, huge library of shit for you to dive back into, which is really cool. Like, there's some
Nintendo
legitimately
one.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I want to get Full Metal Alchemist.
Advance Wars is a good one.
Yeah,
I've got that on my Advance. That's really cool.
Metroid.
Mm, yeah, well, it's the same.
Prime Hunters, which I told you about.
Yes.
Which is actually a half-decent first-person shooter for DS. Actually works really well.
There's the Mario RPGs as well, which is like the other ones of the Bowser's Inside Story. Partners in Time. That was a good one.
That's right.
Got all the, you know, you'll be able to fill in all the time that you won't be
Here we go.
This is why I've already bought them, so I've got something to play while I've got it.
Yeah.
Because it's grim for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Yeah. So, that's all right.
And you'll also be playing some of the new shit that's going to come out for it as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyone else, if you're a listener out there and you're going to pick one up,
let us know. We'll exchange friend codes.
Yeah, you will. Yeah, you'll be able to chuck that up on Twitter and swap. The way it works is you actually have to swap.
Yeah, you
numbers.
Have to accept. Yeah.
You have to. So not only do you have to get sent the number, you then have to send your number back to them.
Yeah.
And then it just connects. You finish that connection.
Mate, sweet,
it's like
sweet love.
It's like Bluetooth pairing.
It is a bit.
Yeah,
Bluetooth. Like, send me your code. Yeah.
Bluetooth
sounds like an old thing.
Oh, can you Bluetooth the songs over?
It's still pretty useful.
Yeah, fuck it then. I don't need
people
an old phone.
Shit phones.
Yeah, can't even Bluetooth.
Can't
your
even Bluetooth
songs
Bluetooth?
Over.
Yeah, you can't Bluetooth
no,
songs over.
That is a shit cunt thing to say though.
Yeah,
what?
Like, can I Bluetooth my songs to my mates?
Who's ever? No one's ever asked me that.
I have had.
I've really? Heard that before.
People ask us. Are they even that good? They're not even that good.
You can't even Bluetooth what? Your songs
tilted
over.
Tilted head backwards like this. Saying, they're not even that good. I can't even Bluetooth songs to my mates. I'm
that's,
like,
that's so weird.
I have a personal computer, and that is able to quite adequately transfer songs. From it. To
I Bluetooth my songs from iTunes.
Get your own songs.
And Demonoid.
Yes.
And places like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that'll be a fun time. I look forward to seeing this Cougar machine.
Yeah, I'm keen to play
with it. I really want to check out the AR.
So do I. More stuff. I hear about it. I've kind of been trying to go dark.
That video fucking
stuff.
Pissed me off.
What?
The one?
The AR video.
Which one?
The one with the cards and it's like got the little things.
Popping out of the table.
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's fucking cool.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah.
Right.
I don't want to buy one of those fucking machines.
You know what else could do that?
What?
iPad 2. Ah, oh, right. They're the shittest things in the world.
They are shit. Not even any good.
I've tried a couple of AR games on the iPhone, and they weren't
not
crash
even
on.
They're not great.
I know it's going to be one of those things you just go and you're checking it. That is amazing. I'll never use it.
It's
fucking cool.
I remember when the 3DS got announced with that having that functionality and you shot me down. I was excited about the AR games. I got them on the phone.
Yeah.
They work fine on the phone.
And now the tides have turned, haven't they?
Literally, yeah. Well, a lot of people are saying they're one of the best things on the system. I'm like, what the fuck?
That's, yes, that says a lot.
Mm. True. True. Yeah.
And what he likes is demos.
Demos.
I played some.
Did you?
I'll tell you one I want to mention in passing.
Yeah.
Because it shit me.
Passing
it was
wind.
Good. Which is odd, really, for something to shit me.
Yeah. What?
I'm usually such a...
Gloria fucking Jean.
Gloria Jean. No, that was last time. I played the Full House Poker.
Oh, you love poker.
I do.
Is this the poker game based on the late 80s, early 90s sitcom?
Yes, so I played as John Stamos.
Good choice.
Yeah, and I fought against Uncle Joey.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I have no idea his real name.
You did. And yeah, we all know the Olsen twins.
And I used the Olsen twins as weapons.
Oh, throwing them.
Yep.
Dual wielding.
Dual wielding the Olsen twins.
Who's that other guy? Who's that other shit guy from Full House?
Oh,
Bill Cosby. No.
Oh, fucking.
He hosts that.
Has the funniest home video show in America.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway,
that
no,
guy.
No, it's going to bug me.
Well, you can be bugged over there. No, so, Full House Poker uses avatars, and it's sort of the... it's got a whole bunch of live functionality to it, where it's like these online events, and there'll be specific things where you get more XP. You actually, have XP, as in you are really bothered by this, aren't you?
It is bugging the fuck out of me. Keep talking.
So, you'll have... XP, the more you play, the different things that happen. So if you win, just win, like they'll have XP for getting out of a hand if you know, if it was a good fold. You know, so if you get out, you say, oh, well, I didn't actually have, I wouldn't have won, and you fold, then that's a good fold, and you'll get more XP for that. Like, you've got a bonus in your level.
And then what does that do?
You get higher levels. I don't actually know, now that I think about
it. I mean, you get better at the game, or...
Well, you do, just because you're playing
cards.
It more. Yeah, you get something, unlock something. I suppose more content, I guess. Actually, that's really a really good question. More weapons.
Different coloured felt for the table.
Yeah. Different emotes. You get, like, you can actually have, like, you know, like, angrily throw the cards or...
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, to try and, like...
Oh, to...
I guess. But why you wouldn't just do nothing...
Yeah, so it's meant to sort of be almost like online poker.
Yeah, it is. It is straight up online poker.
Yeah.
And you've got a certain amount of time to actually... the implementation of poker on the actual thing is excellent.
Yeah.
Like, this is one of the things I was playing and going, this is really good. It's too expensive.
How much?
I think Bob Saget! Bob Saget.
There we go. Fucking now I can live again. All right, yeah. Keep going.
I actually think it was only 800, but it's like, it's really dependent on the light. It's going to be like ad supported once it was fully running as well.
Oh, really? Yeah, right.
Yeah, it seemed like it's something that should be like 400, especially seeing it's poker. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
There are other poker games on. Yeah.
And so I was kind of, the implementation's great. Like, let's say we're playing and I decide what I want to do. There's seven people at the table. I decide I want to hold or whatever, or I want to raise.
Mm.
I can do that at any stage. I can say, I'm going to raise this by 20. And by the time it gets to me, and it's still, if that's still valid, then cool, and it keeps going.
Go, yeah,
oh,
that's
yeah
true.
If I want to check, and I can still check by the time it gets around to me, I can. It just works really fast, really slick. And the presentation is great. The leveling, though, I'm realizing it is fundamentally sort of meaningless, other than prestige, I guess.
Well, yeah.
It was compelling.
Which is probably a good
XP for stuff is fun.
I played my first bit of actual online poker not long ago. Mm. Like, not my own money or anything. Someone else was playing. We did a round robin thing.
Mm.
And there were dudes that were playing.
What circles are you running in at the moment, Adam?
Yeah.
I'm a little bit...
sounds odd.
Yeah.
Underground.
We're at a coke
rings.
Party, right?
Like, yeah, it's a massive orgy. Mainly dudes. Yeah, like, but beside someone's name, there's, like, a bunch of stars. Like, yeah. And it's, like, how much they actually play and stuff like that. So
yeah, I suppose that would be...
You know, that if you look at that person, like, he knows what he's doing either
yeah.
that, or he's playing a lot of poker and he's not very good at it.
So, yeah, you
know,
true.
So, yeah, yeah, that well, that makes sense.
Yeah,
so
they're going to know when to hold him, know when to fold him.
Them, that's right.
Know
yeah.
when to walk away.
And know when to...
To fold him.
Fold
get
him
some chips.
So... the thing that shit me was I was playing the trial and enjoying it and sort of going, yeah, you know what, this is kind of a good time killer. This is kind of fun. And I, you know, in the first 10 minutes of playing it, I got a straight. I was like, holy
good hand,
shit.
Nathan. Good hand.
Exactly.
Is that a good thing?
A straight. So that's five cards in a row sequentially.
Okay, right.
Think of the odds out of 52 cards.
Mm.
It's pretty slim. So that's an amazing hand. You know, like two pair, kicks the shit out of two pair.
Okay.
Just two pairs.
That's only two pairs.
It's only two pairs.
So I was pretty stoked with that. I was like, that was pretty good. And I won money. I was like, yay.
I could be
the best of this
I think in
I remember
the world.
That, yeah.
Yes. So then within, I reckon, another five hands, I got another straight. I'm like, hang on a tick.
Wait a minute.
This astronomically difficult hand to pull off in real life when there's this many players happened twice. Then when it hit three times, straight, and I'm like, all right, fuck you. This is so clearly an attempt. Like, they've just tweaked it so you get better cards.
Yeah.
And I barely lost the entire time. The only time I didn't lose, actually. I didn't lose ever. I only dropped out. Like, I may have lost, but I was, you know, you're playing... If some guys
knew
like,
when to hold them.
Yes, I was knowing when to hold them and also fold them.
You had the knowledge.
Yes. To when to walk away.
When to actually walk away.
Yes. And I knew when to run.
When to run also.
Yeah.
So I then decided that this is shenanigans.
Shenanies.
Yeah, and I thought about that. It was like how many trials on Xbox Live are sort of a little bit dishonest with you in the way that they sort of go, well, way to go. Hey, you just unlocked an achievement.
Yeah.
If you
we
want
can't
it.
Have it, though, unless.
We can't actually give it to you.
Unless.
You,
well, just
I'll hold
out,
it for you.
Just
I'll hold
it
for you over here.
There. Look, I'll tell you what, if you buy it now.
Buy it now.
You can have it. You can have
no
that
money down.
No money down.
Well, some money.
No.
Yeah.
Money down.
Yeah, I found that a little bit underhanded, but I think it could be a genuinely good, fun product.
Yeah.
And it'd be an awesome way to just fuck around at, like, cheap, though. It's too expensive. Like, maybe when it drops in price to, like, 400. I think it might be 800.
Yeah, anything with avatars shouldn't be anything more than 400.
Yeah, it's not, it's seriously, it's poker. Like, you can go online and play free fucking Texas Hold'em any number of places.
Yeah.
And the implementation of... Like, so think about the that 1 versus 100 that we never got.
Yeah.
The idea behind that, they have these big events, these big online events. Well, they have a similar kind of idea.
Yeah.
Whereas there's no... This is like, yay, play this thing, it's ad-supported. You also have to pay for it. And sort of like, well, wait, why?
Why?
The other one, I get why the 1 versus 100 was ad-supported because, you know,
it was free.
It's free. Anyway.
That seems a bit cheeky.
Does that shit me?
Weird.
I didn't even check it. I didn't even have a look at the trial. I might have a look at it and see if I get the same.
I love playing trials. I just download everything. I played, yeah. I was telling Omo before, I played Sanctum of Slime, the Ghostbusters one, for I reckon 10 seconds tops.
10 whole seconds.
I reckon I fired it up. Like, spun around, fired my proton laser cannon beams, and I went, this is shit. Turn it off. I liked playing it, though.
Well, it was no good.
Sounds
no.
like.
What's wrong with it?
Balls.
Really?
It's like a twin stick shooter, but you.
That's why I didn't download it.
Oh, it's a twin stick shooter.
Twin stick shooter, and you're just, like, zapping shit. It's like, this is embarrassing.
I can't be bothered with that.
Yeah. After the last Ghostbusters game, it's kind of shit, because that was alright.
Yeah. Well, this doesn't even use the real people. It's just
what's the point?
Rookies. Oh, come
what's
on.
What's the rookie Ghostbusters?
But you like fire it up and goes, minute, and you're like, yeah, I'm there. And then you're playing, you're like,
oh,
fuck this.
No, this isn't good.
This is like a horrible thing to play off. But I can imagine. Wait. I thought of the developer when I was doing it too. You can imagine spending like a year working on this thing, and I literally gave it 10 seconds of my time.
He's like, "Come on, man!
Come on!
Give me a
freaking break!
You're gonna
get a power up in a minute."
We didn't even get to tease you about achievements.
It gets way better later in the game. Trust me.
Nah. Off.
Off.
I downloaded illicitly as well. Federal police are going to come and probably, put me in jail.
Bust your ass.
I downloaded the Mortal Kombat demo from the US store.
Oh!
Because fuck it,
Do you remember when we played that, Adam, with him?
No, we didn't get a fucking invite for that.
What? What a total cunt.
I don't invite chumps to my house.
Huh. Why didn't we get an invite?
Oh. Why?
Oh no, we don't really like Mortal Kombat.
Nah.
No.
I actually don't. I don't
See,
really
Adam
care
doesn't
much
really care.
I do. I care a little bit.
I bet you don't.
Bullshit.
You could just do it.
Yeah, well, you have done it.
My account is on your machine and you could just re-download it right now.
Oh, I'm going to do that.
Do that.
Go nuts. Anyway,
I have to plug my PS3 in to go and get it, and I can't be bothered doing that.
So I, I downloaded this Mortal Kombat. Oh, it's just Mortal Kombat. I was literally trying to think of the number, and it's
no numbers.
No, it's just Mortal Kombat. It's a reboot. Reboot. And they have sort of gone back to their roots, not unlike Street Fighter 4.
Yeah.
In fact, very similar to Street Fighter 4.
Yeah.
In the way that they've sort of gone, well, which one was real good? They said, I don't know.
Good two, one. The first two.
Two was pretty sick.
Good one.
What about three? Shut up.
Shut up, dickhead. No one likes your style.
No one likes to run. Running was shit. Take it out.
Take that run out of
so
there.
So I took that out, and it's only, it's very similar to two in the way that the movement.
Yep.
It feels kind of like the old 2D ones. Doesn't feel like the 3D ones at all, although the characters are all 3D and 3Ds. Beautifully rendered.
Not that we know that, would we?
No, I've seen really pictures. You know, in magazines and whatnot.
Why? I haven't even seen pictures.
I haven't even seen you fuck since last time we podcasted because I've been deathly sick.
It's because you haven't invited us over.
Yeah.
Why would I? No, listen
to you want
to
see us?
Listen to the carry on.
The carry on.
That's fine. I'm sure the hurdle will pass.
Yeah, it will.
It will.
Eventually.
So what?
Yeah, so did you get to see any of the cool X-ray?
I sure did. Yeah, those are the. It feels like a really refined version of that game. Like playing DC versus Mortal Kombat, that was okay, but they had to be really, really tempered. Like they couldn't go nuts. And this, they have gone absolutely fucking nuts. So these X-ray moves, these moves where you're punching a guy and he's, you know, it goes to like the actual X-ray of his body. And you can see muscles tearing and organs exploding. And
that's cool.
Does it add anything to the game? Like, or
really?
Is it after a while?
Once you've seen him once, it's like a super move.
Yeah.
It's exactly the same.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, fair enough.
You know, like it's, you have to be dumb to get caught by it or like accident. Like some of them are catch moves. Like there's one that Johnny Cage does. It's like a, like almost like a counter.
Is it like an X-ray on the balls?
Yeah.
Punch? Oh, is it really?
Absolutely.
Balls, that's
like
horrible.
A ball each side
you don't
of
get
the
to
fin.
See
crush my thunder eggs.
That guy's massive balls.
That's why they're so big. They're swollen because they got punched. Why does your dick look so small?
It's actually like it's just like the sort of shows the muscle of the crotch without any eggs.
No eggs.
No balls.
That's the point.
Because it also hits ladies.
Just getting punched in the fleshy part of your
front. I would be interested to see what happens when you go to the robots. What does it zoom in on? It's like servo motors and shit. It's just punching nothing. But so each character's got a couple of these crazy X-ray moves, and it builds up like super moves as well.
Right.
So it's really similar.
Very similar.
And then you've got more and more, like you can actually power up regular moves and use more of this meter as well. And so the X-rays are like the ultimate. They're like the ultras.
Is this out yet?
No.
Not yet, yeah. Can't wait to YouTube the fatalities.
Yeah, so that's the other thing I had a go at. I was able to do.
Oh, you did one?
Yeah, I did Scorpions, and they are sort of like ridiculously over the top. At the point where you're just sort of sitting there going, Jesus Christ, it's sort of like, I can see why they, like the Australian government had a bit of a problem with
it. Okay.
Because it is excessive. Like, there's absolutely no doubt about it, but that's its thing.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's basically like, okay, so cut a guy in half. Like, this is, he gets a sword and he cuts him through the center with his body, does that little hop and then lands back, a manga style, like, lands back on his body. He then goes back, cuts his head off, which then flies through the air, that he then cuts in half again. So you actually see his head, like, splitting in half.
Ooh.
Yeah, and there's a lot of, like, multiples of horrifying death.
Right. Yeah, right. Is there any homages to the old fatalities?
There's... well, there's, everything's like a riff. Like, yeah. Everything's a bit of a riff on the old one. So there's now stage fatalities for pretty much like every stage.
Cool. That's cool.
There's callbacks to levels from most, like the ones I saw were the, remember the haunted forest kind of one?
I love that one.
Where they're in the background. Yeah. Well, that's in there. And there's...
Did you punch them into their mouth?
No. I don't know what you do in that one. I didn't do it.
Is it that spike one?
There's the pit. Yes, there is a pit. It's very similar to Mortal Kombat 2 pit, except the guy in the background is not on fire. Yeah, remember that?
Yeah.
He's just standing in the background just on fire
on
the
fire.
Whole time.
What the fuck?
And the other guy's not fighting him. He's just going, oh, shit.
Like,
should
do I leave him?
Do I leave?
I was fighting him.
I want to help him now.
I didn't want him to catch on fire. A bit unfair.
So instead of them just landing on spikes and that being enough, so you'll land on spikes, but your stomach will be, like, pulled out of your body. Like, it's...
Awesome.
Yeah, I know. It's sort of like... I've sort of got to that stage in my life where I'm like, your tricks aren't working on me anymore. Like, I don't find that particularly, like, I don't go, whoa! Like, let's say if I was playing Street Fighter and you were a really rad-looking super move and the actual way it's done, it looks really cool.
Yeah.
Those still are very good. And the X-rays I thought were really innovative. But the super gore, like, I find just kind of boring.
But cheap.
Yeah. It's cheap. But some of them are kind of unique and cool and stuff, but After playing it, I'm like, I still hate the fact that this has been banned. But it also...
Is it on PC?
No. Yeah. Not as far... Oh, maybe. I don't know. If it is...
Where could we put that, I wonder?
I have no idea of what you are implying. No. I don't think it is, though. I get the feeling.
Wait and see.
Why would they bother?
Yeah. Yeah,
it's like, exactly. Geez, I'd love to spend time and then watch it be infinitely pirated by all these Australians. What are torrents going to Australia?
Yeah, what's going on there?
So even though I played it and thought it was innovative and it felt like the old Mortal Kombat, so it sort of just made me like say, like I wouldn't have bought it.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I'd pick it up if it was cheap, the same way as I pick up any fighter.
Mm. Do you guys remember the 3DO?
Yeah.
Mm.
I back in the day, I used to read Hyper, and I remember they had a competition where you could win a PlayStation, a 3DO, and a Saturn, I think it was. I think, back in the day, ages. Mm. Anyway, I remember always wanting a 3DO so hard.
Yeah.
There's one game in particular called Way of the Warrior. Do you guys remember that?
Why do I remember that? Yeah.
It was basically a total rip-off of Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
And it was the one game that I wanted for that system, and I've looked for it and stuff and things like that. And I thought, fuck it, I'm going to YouTube it.
Yeah.
And man, that is the worst game in history. Literally, like I read some stuff about it. The dude who made it, when you see it actually in motion, say you do a punch, it goes from the standing animation to the arm fully extended.
Oh, wow.
That is it.
Excellent.
Yeah, and apparently
Pit Fighter then.
Apparently the dude did it in his apartment in front of a yellow blanket.
Nice.
Oh,
that's
really?
That's digitizing. And the fatalities are hilarious because they're just like, pretty much they're all exactly the same. It's like a dude will get a sword and just chop their head off and that's it.
Yeah.
Done. Like, well, fucking bad.
You look back at old Mortal Kombat 1 and it is literally like heart getting pulled out of chest, the end. Head getting torn off, the end. It's never anything crazy.
No.
But the characters in the new Mortal Kombat are a really interesting mix too of all the different games.
Okay.
And the way they've implemented, all the different things, like Sub-Zero feels really good and Scorpion feels really good
Is Sub-Zero and Scorpio, are they Mortal Kombat from...
I'm not even wearing it.
Are they...
Want some cream?
I'm in the middle of a fun run! You said Scorpio.
Did I?
Yeah.
You certainly did.
So Pisces is in it as well. and Sagittarius.
That's hilarious.
You will meet so new people
again,
today.
I did not say Skyrim.
I never went back and checked that. No, actually. Yeah.
Are they wearing masks or are they like the no mask version?
So many different versions. There's okay, yeah, Sub-Zero. Cool. Like that's the other thing is there's a bunch of people getting shitty in the US. Like if you buy it from one place, you get a you get classic Sub-Zero, classic Scorpion.
Hey, American man, shut the fuck up. Yeah. We don't even get it.
Get the fucking game.
Yeah.
I did read that. That
I get none. Yeah, so they all get their classic costumes, but I saw the close-ups of the classic costumes, and I've gone for this almost like pillowed look of their... it looks like quilting or something.
Oh, really?
It's weird.
Nothing's tougher than pillowed.
Nothing says undead ninja like pillowed fabric.
Feels so gentle on my knuckles.
So good. I could punch him all day.
Wow. Wow.
So, yeah, I didn't think they looked that good, but...
Okay, yeah.
They've got, like, no doubt they'll sell a bunch of DLC shit.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Meh.
The pillowed pack.
Pillowed pack. Quilted.
Quilted.
Doilies.
Hey, I just picked up Scorpio and threw him.
Scorpio.
And he felt nice and soft.
Yeah. If you can kill someone on the way out, that'd be great.
That'd be great.
There's like a robot Sub-Zero too, which is like a hidden character.
Yeah. Is he a fridge?
It's not. Oh, that'd be sick.
Don't act surprised though. It's unprecedented for Mortal Kombat to just go, I don't know, blue robot, yellow robot, red robot.
What?
Gray robot. Purple guy, black guy.
Oh, racist.
No, it was noob.
Which is round.
Noob Sarebot. Noob. They've made Scarlet, who was a glitch.
Yeah, I read that.
What's
They've
that?
They've made... She was an accidental inclusion in one of the old ones. In one of the videos, there was a red girl ninja.
Yeah.
Like, she was basically the same as Katana and Melina. Yeah. But it was a glitch that she came out red.
Yeah. And they didn't fix it. And she was like, oh, well. And they just left it. And so...
Oh, well.
Fuck it. What are you going to do? Go to all the arcades and fix the can?
Fucking firmware upgrade.
Fuck them.
This is fucking 1996, cunt.
Dickheads will fucking stick 20 cents in and try and unlock her. But I'll never be able to because she's not in there. So anyway, they turned her into a real character.
Yeah.
And Noob Sarebot and fucking Reptile.
Smoke. In there.
I don't think Smoke's in there. Yeah. Smoke was pretty shit.
It was distracting.
Noob was really good. I loved Noob. Mm. I was good at him.
I like Reptile. He was cool.
Reptile was cool.
And then he was a real dude.
Mm.
I like Reptile in Mortal Kombat the movie. He was a skinny, weird little CG rat lizard shit. And then he just turned into a green guy. And there's a scene where he falls backwards and you can see the friend he shoots. Fuck, I want to watch that movie.
So do I, hard.
Good time.
Check this out.
Home front.
What's wrong with home front?
Remember how that juice that I drank before and the other mini cast had a bad aftertaste?
Yeah.
Home front.
Did this have a bad home before front. Taste Credits. As well?
Credits. This game is fucked.
Oh, really?
Oh. Now, THQ have been pushing this.
Surprise.
As, yeah.
Well, you can tell.
Second coming.
Wow. THQ were pushing this as their big game. Like, this is their big game for the year.
They have.
Trying to take on fucking Call of Duty. And
take them on in a
multiplayer
fight.
Multiplayer as well.
Let's fight, Call of Duty. You and me.
Let's fight.
We're fighting.
I've got a blindfold on.
I'll meet you behind the dunnies.
The dunnies. All their dunnies were in the school building.
Nah, shelter shed. It's all about behind the shelter shed.
Shelter shed.
That's behind where all the cool shed. Shit went.
Behind
all
sheds.
The cool shit went down.
Behind the stadium.
Hashing, fights, smokes.
The bike shed.
Smokes. Nah, shelter shed.
There's a bike shed where I was.
And in the arboretum.
What the fuck was
Chew on that.
Listen to this guy going to his fucking fancy schools.
I went to that school. We had no fucking arboretum.
Warrnambool East.
What is
Warrnambool East?
What is arboretum?
Primary school.
Yeah.
Fancy primary schools. What's an arboretum?
It's a tree.
Like a fate.
Place.
Yeah.
what is that, like a fate? No. Can I get toffee still? No. Do you ever get those toffee?
In the cups?
And dry patty pans?
In the fucking patty pans. And you're fucking, toffee! And you're just eating it. It's like, it's stuck to the fucking bottom! This is bullshit!
And then,
I'll eat it anyway.
It like, sinks in like a giant block of glue in your mouth.
Or it's the opposite. It's like rock hard. Impenetrable.
Ah! This is too hard to eat, but fuck, I wanted it real bad.
And then I found out what it was. Like, my mum was like, do you want to know how to make this toffee when I was a little kid? I'm like, yeah. And it's like, here, it's sugar. Heat it the fuck up. Put some water in. Toffee. That's it.
Is that actually what it is?
Yes. That's the butter, isn't it?
Sprinkles. No, there's not much to it.
No, yeah. Home front is a lot like shit toffee.
Like a shit
toffee.
Fate.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it is.
Rumballs are good, though.
I never. But you don't buy rum balls at a fate.
Rum balls, you buy them at a fucking fate.
You are. Yeah. Nah,
they
man.
Call truffles as a without alcohol name, but truffles. Rum balls. What
rum
call
balls, yeah, motherfucker.
What's big rum balls.
Big rum balls, regular hands.
Regular size. Lollipop. So Homefront is essentially a Call of Duty.
Kudos to you, Omo, for trying to.
I'm trying to put it back. So, and given, like, you know, like I said, it's THQ's big effort, this is the most budget motherfucking game I've played
budget.
In a long time. Yeah. I tweeted this. It feels like a PC game from fucking the early 2000s. Like,
yeah, okay.
Soldier of Fortune era. It is really bad. Right. Everything about it, the AI, the guns are shit, the way they script the missions, it's just really terrible. And it's got a lot of flaws that should not be there, like mechanic things. So the biggest one that shit me was you're always with two people, right?
Yeah.
A squad.
No. Oh, well.
Trio.
Two people who... No, you're with the people who are trying to tell the story.
Yeah.
So they're always talking. They're
just running past
you. With you.
Do I ever tell you about the time? No, he's like... It's like...
He's
reading. You're there, like, behind cover shooting. He's like, you are shooting a man now. Another man is shooting at you.
You look, pay attention to this bit over here.
Yesterday was Thursday. Tomorrow is Saturday. Sunday comes afterwards.
Sounds like you're doing a rock opera. Like, you are shooting a man.
Papa, that would be a great game.
It would be good.
It would be better than
this.
This
is a snow level.
Snow level. Now it is stealth. Now it is stealth.
Now it is stealth. Be really quiet. Now it is stealth. The stealth part.
Stealth part. Stealth part.
Anyway.
Look at the size of that boss. That's a really big boss.
That's a boss.
Yeah, so constantly these people are trying to tell you stories and having arguments and stuff, so...
Having arguments?
Yeah, oh...
Nah, I'm bullshit, not that's not how it happened. It happened like this.
Nah,
you're a fucking liar.
You weren't even there.
It's bullshit.
I'm not even going to go into what they're talking about because it's just abysmal. But this game, you've got your Tooper with you, so we'd assume that they would help you in fights, right? They don't. Every single enemy in the game only shoots at you. They can be doing whatever, they'll only shoot at you, so you die a lot.
Are they ghosts?
No, they're not.
Oh, fucking spoilers.
Spoilers.
It would be a spoiler.
Sixth Sense.
That would be... Nah, this
would
game
that mean the game's
not
amazing?
Yeah, nah, this game wouldn't do that. They wouldn't have thought of that. So what happens is, like, you will die... Generally, what will happen is they'll have, like, a big conversation. You go through a door. Battle happens. Die in this battle, it puts you back at the start of their conversation.
Cool. So you get to listen to it again.
And again.
That's never a time.
Oh.
Can't excuse that shit.
That is bush.
Yeah, it's real bush league. It's real bush.
That's mad bush.
And it's not like you can say mid-game you're playing, it says press start to skip this conversation. You're like, come on.
No,
all it's doing is pausing.
There's literally no option.
Pausing.
Yeah. So honestly, I played this game for about an hour and a half. And
oh, damn.
Jeez, God
deleted
bless you.
From hard drive.
God bless oh, you. Dear.
Yeah. Everyone was talking about this game. Yeah. I was like, have you heard about that home front game? Oh, it looks good. I'm like, it looks all right.
I got asked about that. It's like, oh, you got home front pre-ordered when I was out pre-ordering a video game?
Too, yeah.
And I went, nah, man.
Nah. I don't want that game.
It looks amazing. I was like, nah.
Yeah, I got the big whole spiel about it. I'm like, all right, I'll give it a shot.
Mm. Nah.
Lies.
Lies.
Apparently it's really it's short, too.
Blatant lies.
Yeah, apparently.
Apparently.
Yeah, about
5 hours?
I couldn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Nah, I couldn't.
Does it have multiplayer?
The multiplayer is supposedly okay, but I didn't bother because I was too offended by the single player.
Does it have multiple player mode?
Not what about cooperative player mode? Can you play as one of these useless fucks and stand there and deliver dialogue
and co-op? It's just you just stand there. You just gotta like...
It says press A to deliver dialogue.
Yeah. Yes!
Press B to do nothing at all.
That sounds great.
I would rather play that.
Oh,
yeah.
I like it.
I don't want to talk about this game anymore.
Oh, okay. Very good.
No, it's really bad.
What's the thing? Is it wasn't it like this is one where it's like North Korea or
basically
Korea
what's happening
invading America? And it was going to be China, but they were like, don't piss off China. Change it to one country. North Korea. Nobody likes them. Make it them.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah.
Shit.
That's the
it's and the whole thing
word
is
on
it's
the street.
Sort of, it's sort of not believable at the same time. Like that whole thing. Like they're going for this huge emotional response.
Is it kind of like
bullshit?
It was meant to be like a better version of Turning Point, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What the
which
fuck
that
is a
game,
Turning Point?
That game sucked ass. Too.
That game was.
It's like
I got no words to even describe
like
it.
You can either have full blown gastro or a mild case of diarrhea. That's what you got with Homefront.
I like Jeremy Clarkson thing of things that are better than certain things, like chlamydia or being on fire. Those sort of things.
Which one was Turning Point?
Turning Point was like
all I can think of is
the
boiling
Statue
point.
Of Liberty.
Yeah, sitting in the city and you. I don't care.
1950.
Oh yeah, that.
That one was
remember
shit.
That?
Yeah,
remember that?
That was this
dumb.
Game.
That wasn't
this
good.
Game.
That
seemed
even,
like a high school project.
Yeah.
It even ripped off the Call of Duty thing where
the
you
Nazi
have to
man.
Run forward before anything happens.
What's that? Yeah. Which one?
You know how in Call of Duty you have to run forward to make the next thing happen?
Yeah.
This does that. You can sit in one spot and they'll just keep coming and coming. Yeah, and you're like, what's going on? Oh, I've got to run forwards.
What's going on? Oh, I'm playing a shit game. Oh.
Yes. Don't get it.
Okay.
just don't, man.
Just don't do it.
Not
worth
it. Think about it.
Apparently it sold really well.
Really? Yeah. Apparently,
good one, world.
Apparently got returned really well, too. Like, every copy...
Actually, I heard that everyone returned this game and picked up Crysis 2.
Yeah, well, the only good thing about this game is it made Crysis 2 look better.
Even better.
Yeah. Maybe this was a ploy.
And it really, well, like we were talking about before, like the losing the, not interest in games, but losing the enjoyment, Homefront really drove that through for me. Like, I'm
not enjoying games playing this
basically. No, playing this game that I thought, oh, you know, I'll give it a shot because someone's recommended it to me and I can talk about it on the podcast.
Yeah,
and I'm playing it going, this game is fucked. Why am I bothering?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's when you hit that guy button.
Yes, and then Crysis 2 comes
along. You do
along.
A voluntary LL Cool J.
Yeah.
Hammer that motherfucker.
Hammer that bitch.
Can we talk about the Crysis 2 game?
Yeah,
instead?
Let's wash the bad taste out of our mouth holes.
Yes.
Bam. Yeah.
Okay.
This game, assholes? I've been mouth holes.
What was it? Assholes?
No.
Like, what?
That was
sick.
Why it was a bad game.
You're a sick man.
Put it into your bum.
Put it in your bum. Suppository game.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Hey, Crysis 2 looks shit.
Nah. It does not.
Does it look really good?
Oh.
Looks amazing.
Goodness
does it
me.
Look as good as Killzone 2?
Mm,
that looked
good.
Fucking shits the ass off it.
Nah,
it does.
Shits
what
the
is going on?
It.
What is it with all the assholes being washed
you
out?
Said,
and...
you brought that up. I've said it once.
I reckon it looks...
looks punching better, dude. Go back and play Killzone 2.
Did you play Killzone 2?
Yes, I did.
You didn't
good
ask.
Lord.
You didn't say you didn't.
Do you know who Ozzy Osbourne is?
Good stuff.
No, it looks fantastic.
It really does. Do you reckon it looks better than Killzone 2?
Yes. Easy.
Really?
Mile ahead. Yeah.
Easy. Easiest. Yep. Better than Dead Space.
Think of the detail that's evident in every scene in Crysis 2.
Yeah, but think about the detail that's in every scene of Killzone 2.
Oh, lots of rocks.
Oh, hang on.
Grey and walls.
But that game looked amazing.
Oh, yeah? It was all right. It was good.
It was fucking amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It is good. It is good.
But I don't know. I wouldn't be able to pick it. I have to look at them side by side. Yeah. But they both, I mean, either way, that's not the question. Crysis 2 looks fucking neat.
I think Crysis 2 is more interesting to look at environment-wise.
I find it's very, there's a lot going on. I find I get lost in it a bit. Yeah. Like, and I can't see enemies and things, like, because it's so built up. Like, it's cool. Like, it's good.
Yeah.
Like, it's...
Yeah.
Like, it's a good thing, but it's very hard.
I didn't play this.
I don't know.
Well,
I don't think it's really about anything so far.
It is.
You finished it. Tell me, what is it about?
It is about things.
It's a game about
It's a Seinfeld video game. So far, all I've done is chase this guy from one building to another. He's like, come to the building. We'll meet you there. And then the scene finishes like, I had to piss off away from that building. Go to the new one. Like, five times. It's happened to me already in the first... Yeah. I keep chasing this guy. Seriously, he's like, I'll meet you there. I left. I'm not there anymore.
I know people. That's just rude.
Why would you say you're going to be somewhere?
I'll meet you at this time. I'll be half an hour late.
Yeah. I'm not there. I went. I got bored and left.
I'm looking in a different shop.
It's to the point now, I'm hoping it's the last part, but I'm at the point now where he's like, I'm at a place and my ex-girlfriend left me or something. It's like, have you got, no, where else can you go in this fucking city? Fucking stay put.
Yeah. This is one of those games that you will constantly think you're at the end.
Yeah.
And you're not.
As in, oh, what, the end of the game?
Yeah. It's very... This game reminds me a lot of Half-Life 2.
Yeah, okay.
Because it takes you through so many locations and events and that
yeah.
you're just on this massive ride that's just amazing. It's so good.
How long is it?
It's pretty long. Like, I have to be honest, I put a lot of time into it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Because I couldn't stop playing it. I just had to keep going.
Yeah.
So basically, it's, I haven't played the first one, so I didn't really know what was going on, but it does.
Played a little
does
bit.
Actually, does
thank
it
you,
sort
Dr.
Of...
Oxide.
It does. Oh, okay. It does.
He's already thinking it.
He is. He's
like, I've still got the code. It's still at home. I'm just going to put it in the envelope and send it back.
Yeah, do it.
Maybe just gift him a Steam one.
Don't be lazy.
I'll just gift him a Steam one. Can I do that instead?
No, I guess.
I don't know. I'll just send it back.
Just do that. Don't be a dick about it.
Crysis 2!
What? Well, basically, it feeds you enough information from number one, I guess, that what you need to know to get a handle on the story.
Yeah.
Basically, what happens at the start of the game is Prophet, who was the main character from the last game.
Games? Or just Crysis 1?
I don't know. I can't answer that.
Yeah.
Well, it had an expansion Warhead. As well. Yeah.
It was a full game. Wasn't it?
Huh? Yeah, it was.
Was it? But wasn't it an extension of the story?
Yeah, it was, but it was an actual full game.
I think it does use that because there's some cutscenes in the game that show the Prophet in snow, which that was a big thing of the Warhead, I'm pretty sure. So basically, he's got to get out of the suit for a reason. He finds you, you're nearly dead, and he puts you in the suit to continue his mission.
Yeah.
And the game starts from there, so you don't know what's going on because of that. You're just a grunt.
Yeah.
You've been put into the suit, you don't know what's going on, so I'm literally up to this,
yep. I'm still at this part of the game.
Yeah, so you have this guy who you don't know who he is, really.
He's like a professorman.
Yeah, yeah, and he's trying to basically tell you what's going on and get you to do this mission.
Get you to meet him at places and he's not fucking there.
No, there's a few other main characters as well in the game that guide the story along to, which you haven't come across yet.
Nah.
Like I said, it does the thing where you'll think, oh, for sure, I'm at the end of it. This is great. Nah, it just keeps going. And by the end of it, it just ends up so far gone, like you wouldn't have seen it coming.
Yeah.
That it's awesome.
Yeah.
I've
definitely not played enough to relate to the story, but
yeah.
Like gunplay, like the actual mechanics of gunplay and everything like that's fantastic.
Yeah. Thing I really love about it is that it's a really linear game, but it does the thing that Half-Life 2 did where it kind of makes you feel like you've got a lot of options in combat.
Yeah.
Now, with Crysis, you've got the nano suit, obviously. So you have what's called HUD mode, which basically you can pop visor mode, sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can pop up your visor and it will show, it will scan, it tells you when you should do it.
Yeah.
For starters.
Yeah.
And what it'll do is it'll highlight elements on the battlefield. So it'll show you where ammo is, it'll show you where guns are, but it'll also show you things like, and you were saying you had trouble with it before.
Yeah, yeah. Tactical options. Yeah. I struggle with this because it seems very vague to me.
Yeah, so the way it works is it'll show you different things you can, different ways you can approach the battle. So you said before one showed up ledge and you didn't understand what that was. Well, basically, what it'll show
you... Mind you, it says ledge 100 metres away.
Ledge jump. Yeah.
It's like, okay.
It does, yeah.
So I jump off that ledge and they all drop dead or what?
No, you don't.
Like, basically, these are things that was like, what do I do when I get there? It's like, yeah. I jump on the ledge. I did a couple where I actually went to it, did the thing, and I was like, okay. Now what do I do? It's like, that's pretty much just put me up here. I was like, well, maybe it's a better vantage point or something, but I could shoot him back where I was.
Yeah, that's it. Well, it's
doing that RoboCop thing where it's just like, here's everything, all the information across the thing.
Pretty much, yeah.
And you can tag enemies and stuff.
It'll give you like maybe four tactical options.
Yeah, it depends on the situation.
Possible homosexual.
Like, yeah. Stealth is an option, so it can show you a way to go to avoid people.
Yeah.
Flank, it might take you through a sewer and come up behind them or something.
So they're they're general. They're not general. Like, you know, you go here and you've got to do this thing. It's like, well, you can go here because you can get up there. So whatever you do up there is up to you.
Yeah,
you want to snipe and whatever.
They are literally suggestions. You can do whatever you want.
Because the first one, that was a big deal, was there's massive wide environments and you could just do whatever you like.
Yeah,
it's
pretty much the same sort of thing, I guess.
Yeah,
you
are locked into a certain area, but the areas themselves are usually pretty big with lots of options that you can do. For example, the last section of the game, like literally just before you finish it, there's dudes everywhere. It's in a big area.
There's no shortage of guys.
No. I only killed three guys by stealth kill because I had to. The rest of it I cloaked and snuck past everyone.
You
can do that for a lot of the game. You can just sneak past people.
That's cool. I find that's the biggest thing for me, like, because it's pretty hard, this game, too. Like, as far as shooters go, like, it's not a walking, it's not a Call of Duty walk through, you know, like a story thing. Like, it's the stories and the path linear, but, you know, you might find yourself in the middle of, you know, being literally surrounded by people. Like, there is, like, they don't have any qualms in throwing 20 dudes out at you.
Yeah, it's like, there can be a lot.
There's lots of dudes at a time. It's like, in some cases, it's like, what the fuck am I supposed to do?
Yeah, which cloak?
And like, I've always feel like that option's, like, or like any type of option like that in a game, like a shooter's always like, you know, that they would prefer you to shoot, but like, it's gonna like it, in some it's, cases I feel like that's your, that is the only option is to sneak past.
And the thing I'm loving about this, like, I finished it, I want to go back and start it again, which I haven't wanted to do in a game for a long time. And purely because there is so many options, like, you could play through this game a dozen different ways, still get the same end result, but the way you've done it,
Would you play Crisis 1?
I would like,
because I got a copy of it.
Oh, awesome! I will have to get that off you. I like the way they've streamlined the suit as well. Apparently, in Crisis 1, you had a separate button for speed, power, cloak, and shield. This one, basically, what they've done is, like, you've got right and left shoulder do cloak and armor.
Yeah.
The rest of it, speed is just your run.
Which is cool. Yeah.
And jump, you just hold down the jump button.
Makes sense.
You can do a power move, which is generally you can kick, hold down your melee button, and you can kick a car or you can
grab dudes. Yeah, just integrated it into regular control. They haven't made it anything that's separate
really
or special.
It flows really well. It makes it really dynamic the way you approach situations. Like, you could be trying to be stealthy. All of a sudden, you get found out.
Yeah.
Oh, fine. Bam. Armor on,
and
fight your way. Like, it's how you want to play it, which is the beauty of it. That's just what blew me away about the game, is I haven't felt that way since Half-Life 2, I reckon. Like, BioShock was an awesome game. Like, you can, you know, as far as quality goes, BioShock's up there. But for me, there hasn't been a first-person shooter as good as this since Half-Life 2.
Yeah.
Crazy.
With things like BioShock, I feel like the shooter part of BioShock was okay, but the story part was all...
See, I like I was saying before, like, the mechanics of the actual the gun mechanics and everything like that. Yeah. Everything feels extremely solid.
I like how each gun you get to, once you've found the different variations, you
customizable
can on the fly switch between like silencers and
all that's the same. That's just holding down the back button.
Yeah.
And you just, it's all hot care, like, you know, like why does your muzzle really and cool.
Do you know it's got totally it's simple. Got New Game Plus as well.
What's that mean?
So you start that when you start the game again, you'll have all the shit that you had.
I did know that. Yeah.
Ooh, which is so cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's really good.
That's a really interesting trend in games that I really like.
It encourages replayability, which I guess, you know, now that we're paying $110 a game, you want that in there.
Yeah. So you're keeping this?
I'm going to keep it because I know there'll be an expansion, hopefully.
I'm not in a rush to take mine back.
And take your time with it, man. Don't just play it as you need to and really enjoy it.
Yeah.
The suit upgrades are also pretty cool too. You get, like, none of them do a whole lot of difference. But they do things like change how quick your health regens and stuff, and reduce the usage of your suit's power when you're stealthing and things like that.
Yeah.
So just minor things.
This has given me the first person shooter fix I thought I was going to get from Bulletstorm. Like, this is what I wanted. Yeah. I wanted that new first-person shooter that I want to play. Like, I want to play a new first-person shooter, and I didn't get that from Bulletstorm, but I'm getting it from Crysis, definitely.
I haven't
even played that much of it, but what I have been playing, I've enjoyed it thoroughly. Like, it's been a little bit frustrating, but it's just the kind of game. It's not a first-person shooter. It's a tactical first-person shooter. Yeah. So, it's not run and gun like Call of Duty or anything like that. So, and I've slowly figured that out as I've gone through. And
because if you just run into dudes,
you haven't
got much hope.
No,
yeah,
no.
And later, like, it's really interesting. I in the game, there's literally only 1, 2, 3, 4 different enemies.
Yeah, like what, soldier, aliens.
You've got the human soldiers, you've got the alien soldiers, you've got... Oh, no, I don't want to spoil it for you. Oh, aliens.
Oh, soldiers.
But it's good enemies. Like, I kind of thought, that's not really many enemies for a game of this size, but I thought, it's really cool because what it does is it really defines them as characters in the game.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, aliens in the Aliens movies. There's only one really type of alien, them and the facehugger.
Unlike the likes of Halo, it's got variants
on the kind of creature that the alien will attach itself to. In Aliens 3, there's a distinct difference. Xenomorph itself.
Who keeps letting that guy in?
I don't know.
He's related. He's a dog, which is completely different to the humanoid versions in the first two movies.
He's still going.
We're in the book.
He has to know. He has to know this information to start off with.
It was actually based on a cow, which is different. In the movie, they changed it to be a dog.
Why has he always got stuff in his mouth when he's talking?
I'm not really sure.
Swallow that food.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hello. Yes,
probably now. That is the difference.
Yeah, but it's good because it makes them all fairly iconic within the game. Like, I don't know if they're the enemies from the last game or not. I didn't play it to know, but...
Was that our first game?
Apparently, yes. Yeah, it's the second one.
This joke.
I'm keen to see what other people do with the engine as well. It feels mad Far Cry 2 in places, I found. Yeah.
Far Cry 2?
Far Cry 2?
So the one in Africa?
No, Far Cry 1. Yeah. Feels mad Far Cry as well.
There you go.
There we go.
There's nothing I can jump on there. No. Boring.
Damn it.
Shit.
Why? What parts? The tropical island?
Yes.
The boat?
Mostly. No, the being able to hang back and approach battles as you think. I assume Crysis 1 would have been the same, but this...
The little upload of it. Yeah, definitely.
It definitely, like... Feels more like Far Cry 1. Doesn't feel like Far Cry 2, I don't think.
I can play Far Cry. That game was cool.
It was Far really Cry cool. 1.
It was really cool. On my arcade cab.
Joysticks.
Two joysticks.
Why didn't it work? It's cool. So I highly, highly, highly recommend everyone check this out.
Yeah, I think everyone should
check
this out.
Even from a technical standpoint, just check it out.
Seven spuds.
It's five.
Five spuds,
Nathan. The very start when you're in that submarine and it goes to shit and the lights come up, did you just go, holy fuck, like the lighting?
Everything about that whole, like, it wasn't particularly, like, the content wasn't particularly mind-blowing, but looking at the detail and the just how amazing the graphics looked. Like, yeah, it's
definitely works. Because
I wasn't, I honestly wasn't expecting it to be look as good as it did.
No. It's definitely pushed games to another level on the Xbox, I feel.
Yeah, I think it's just mainly I don't know, calling all the whole bullshit on this, just like PS3 being more powerful or whatever. Who gives a fuck? Like, if you get a game like Crysis 2 to look as good on the underpowered Xbox, which, you know, technically it is, but fuck, it looks amazing. Yeah, who gives good. A fuck?
I think we are hitting a new generation now.
They just know how to use the hardware, I guess.
Well, that's it. Like, given the Battlefield 3 is coming out with the Frostbite 2 engine,
that
is going to look fucking bullshit, game. And the environmental stuff in that is going to be just off the charts.
Very excited about that game.
So I think we're getting into a new era, and it makes things like Homefront just seem so much worse. I look at Homefront and I think, were you guys serious? Like, how did you think this was going to be received? Because it is genuinely bad. It feels really, really budget.
Yeah.
And it's a shame. Like, THQ are going to get their ass kicked for this.
By you.
By me. No, I just mean, like, it's not going to do
2 million copies.
Yeah.
Already.
I mean, for them, they've made their buck out of it, I guess.
Which is just, it's more disappointing in the,
it's just disappointing that they can release something like that.
It's like the quality of it, I mean, shows in the reviews and stuff like that. I suppose they get, on one hand, they'd be like, wow, that sold really well. On the other hand, everyone who reviewed it thought it was shit.
Yeah.
Tess, you're like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, how would you feel if you made that game, I guess, you know? Like, your bosses are going, well done, we made lots of money, but you'd be like, huh, everyone thought it was shit.
Yeah, it depends. Mm. Some of them get bonuses and stuff, right, depending on their Metacritic rating.
Might be a slight spoiler, but that first achievement, hilarious.
Super hilarious,
Just say it.
There is some funny ones, actually.
Just say it.
Yeah, can it run Crysis?
Can it run Crysis,
Oh, that's great.
Yes, it can.
Because that is...
I'd love them to do Crysis.
That's like the cash cry of every PC game for the last...
Can it run Crysis?
...however fucking many years since Crysis has been out. Yeah. It's like, yes, it can. It's my 360.
Yes.
It can run it.
It is old.
Yeah, my PC is old as balls.
Yeah.
It's an Xbox.
Oh, jeez.
Golly gee.
Gee, the things. It's lucky we don't record those bits. They're a bit dumb.
The betweeny bits.
Holy offensive.
And long.
They are long.
So you out there in podcast earbud land, you're sort of going, oh, they're just taking a little breather.
Listen to a song and off they go again.
We pause the track and we sit here in silence until we're ready to start talking it again.
And then they go, but in actual fact, it's about 3.5 hours just passed. Adam's looked at shoes on the internet. I've dicked around with my laptop. I did some push-ups.
20, I think.
20 push-ups.
As fuck.
Yep.
News!
Is there any?
News!
News! N-E-W-S?
Yep.
News!
Yes.
News.
Is all over the place. It's on the internet, on the television,
on the paper,
pay-per-view
machine.
Yep, papers, you can buy them. They come out every day.
They do, apparently.
They have little to do with video games.
Newspapers.
Once a week, they have a very token effort of playing video games. It's like 45 words, and the guy's like, 5 stars, fuck it. Mario, well, what is Super Mario something,
what's
fuck
this?
It,
what's this?
Stars.
Homefront, 5 stars.
Five stars.
I used to like reading the reviews in like the Blockbuster magazine, and they'd be like, 5 stars! And it wasn't out for like another 2 months. And you're like, I don't think you've played that, mister. I think you might be a liar.
Come and rent it from our store.
It's a good one. It's a good one. Don't buy it. It's not that good.
Have it overnight for 6 weeks. I did that with Grand Theft Auto 3.
Did you? And then just...
And then I just bought it off him.
Nice.
Because it got banned.
And that's why you've got an uncensored copy.
Yeah.
That's right.
Good work.
Yeah.
You bought it from the shops, didn't you?
Yeah. And it came with a controller.
Shit.
It was like $130 or something because it came with a controller bundled.
But that was the only one you could get. Bundle?
Yeah, I believe I sold that controller to you and you reneged. You said, no, I don't think I want this controller anymore.
That sounds like something you would do.
Yes. You were like, oh, I really want to buy a new controller. I'm like, when you buy this controller, you're like, oh, yeah, I'm cool. And you used it like for like a day and you're like, I don't want this controller.
Really? Yeah.
You used it because like you're making that up.
It sounds like you're making it up. Did I really do that?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
That sounds like something you would do because you had to buy shoes.
Really?
Yeah, you had to do something else dumb.
Oh, my God. Mm. That's hilarious.
That's not news. That's
wasn't
old
like a
stories.
Mad Cats one or something, though?
Yeah, no, it was a third party. It was not a
how
good...
How much are you going to sell it to me for?
That was $150.
You were going to sell that to me for $150?
I have no
including
clue.
Including postage and handling?
It's probably 40 cents, and you were like, nah. I'm going to go buy smokes. That's what you said.
I've never bought smokes in my life.
Did you ever smoke at all?
Never.
Never?
Never.
Sensible.
I had one night when I was really drunk once, so I'm like, I'm going to try a cigarette. I had like 12 in one night. Woke up the next morning and went, Oh, God! Oh, God! The world is ending!
That's a poor choice of something to gorge on. It's not generally the way it works. Nah.
Well, that's because I never do it. And I never never done it. I don't like it. It's not good.
No.
Not good.
Nah, it's
not good.
It's not good for you.
It's horrible.
You used to smoke.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
We used to smoke and play video games in a tiny flat.
Mm, that's right.
I remember
and
that.
And we used to sit there and then someone would open the door and it was like woof like this.
Oh, I can see.
Yeah.
Two feet
I was like
ahead.
This is like a movie with a whole bunch of stoners except they're not stoners, they're just smoking cigarettes and getting sick. This is horrible in here.
It was quite a dungeon.
It was pretty filthy.
It was pretty yuck.
Yeah.
Pretty good times. Stop though.
Yeah, good on you.
Thanks.
Good times. You feeling better?
Yeah, it was about, 7-8 years ago, so I think I'm over it.
Good for you, champ. Pat on the back.
News. Old stories about ourselves.
News. Didn't know what we did a long time ago.
Well, that was news to me that I didn't buy that controller.
Yeah, you scab.
That's funny. What'd you do with it?
I don't know. Threw it on the rubbish.
Why'd you sell it to someone else?
I know what else.
Some other chump.
Because it had your handprint
eBay
all
hadn't
over
invented
it.
That.
eBay wasn't in thing. You're sitting there playing, what was that game? Red Faction.
Red Faction.
Blowing a hole in
Good
a wall.
Game. Good game.
Blowing a hole in a wall.
Blowing Why a hole in a wall.
Why did I say that? News! Man, we got a stack of Nintendo stuff. There's a heap of news about the Alpha 3DS because it got released in other countries.
Right, not
already,
us.
Not us though.
Japan has had it for quite a while. So they are walking around passing their street passes from one another.
Taking three-dimensional photography.
Yeah, they're playing with their augmented reality game cards.
Mm-hmm. How many three-dimensional photos of cocks do you think there's been?
You've got to do it once.
You going to do it once?
Yeah, fucking I am. Yeah. I'm going to get the best boner I can possibly muster and take a rad 3D photo and then show it to everyone.
The best boner you can muster. Muster.
Yeah. He's going to get out the primo filth.
Tons of that
top shelf.
Tons of, let's start windmilling. Mustering it up.
There'll be all of
these ones.
For those of you playing at home, he's doing a towel rub side to side, up and down, alternating hands.
Like the making a sausage with some Play-Doh.
That is precisely the
move. Fair enough.
And it's yuck.
Great.
So, so there's a heap of different things that have popped up
sorry,
about.
I can't think of you taking a picture of your dick in three dimensions.
That is fair enough.
We'll see it.
Not just your dick, but a boner dick. Like a
boner dick.
Of course.
Well, what would you...
Who wants to see him?
Who wants to see that?
Who's going to see it? I don't want to fucking see it.
Oh, look.
It's like if you want to see a picture of a fucking dick, it's got to be a boner.
It's I'm not going to let you boat. Know I'm showing you. I'm just going to pop it open.
Yeah, he's just going to be like, check out 3D. Super Mario Sunshine. No, I'm joking. It's my penis. My
stand directly in front of it so it works properly.
Oh, right, nearly hit you in the face.
Don't let it poke your eye out.
Oh, God, that's horrible.
Good times.
That looks like a heavily mustard boner.
Oh,
you doing
took
windmills?
Me a while. I'm not going to lie.
Three
I had to prep.
Preparation. Still hasn't gone away.
I finally clicked on one of those links that I got emailed.
From Nathan.
Through Facebook.
Through Facebook. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did not like.
Did not like.
Can I unlike that? Is that a thing? Can you do that?
Yeah, you can do that.
Continue.
Hacked Facebooks. What are you going to do?
Nothing.
All right. Nintendo has come out very recently saying that they've changed their stance on 3D. Originally, they were all for all 3D games being, you know, all 3D all the time and sort of using, imagine like Kinect games, like how the first run of Kinect games are all about standing up and getting busy and doing stuff.
Mm.
There's not many of the ones where you're sitting on the couch doing nothing and occasionally raise your hand or some shit like that. So Nintendo's been like, no, it's all about all 3D all the time. And very recently they basically came out and said, oh, well, not all 3D. All games that are released have got to work in 2D. Like, if the 3D, three dimensions are necessary for the game to work, then we're not interested. Yeah. No thanks, because some people can't see in 3D, you see.
Pirates.
Why would they buy a 3D console, then?
Well, the foolish choices. Yeah. Same reason Omo is.
Yeah, pretty much.
You can see in 3D, though.
Yeah.
So that's fine. But why would a person who can't see in 3D buy a 3DS?
Well, you turn it off.
Yeah, you can turn it off.
And that's their stance. Still,
yeah.
So what, even if a game
is in 3D, you just turn the 3D off?
Yeah.
Yes.
So what does it matter then?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, it needs to be able to work fully in both, but what they're saying is anything that depends on the 3D...
Sorry, I get you.
As in some kind of game gimmick that uses the 3D...
That makes more sense.
You know what doesn't, though?
What?
Is like, that's the whole thing to me, is like, this is supposed to be using that as a reason that it's good.
Yeah.
And if they're coming out saying, nah, every game's got to work in two dimensions as well, they're kind of limiting it to being simply a depth-based, like a gimmick.
Yeah.
There's not going to be any games that depend on the 3D, because some people can't see them.
Yeah, that's pretty weird.
Yeah.
Which brings me back to my point.
Yeah, but then again, what Nintendo says...
It's like they're trying to look after people that probably shouldn't be playing a 3D console anyway.
Oh, but you're right.
I mean, they can do whatever they want, but I mean, they're not going to be interested in getting... They're like, well, exactly, I can't actually see 3D, so I won't be buying a 3DS.
It is pretty dumb
Those are people sitting in Avatar going, this is shit!
This is shit!
I can't even see it!
It's all blurry!
Blue cats!
I can't remember.
Tom Tucker. I like this when it was a stage show.
Where's Andrew Lloyd Webber? I don't think he was in that.
He's three dimensions.
He is.
Not like this fuzzy bullshit. So that was a very interesting...
Yeah,
that's odd. I'm a bit like... I know that I'm puzzled. I'm puzzled by that statement. But anyway...
Yeah,
I understand where they're going
but it
seems like they're saying, we're not going to serve meat at this meat place in case vegetarians want to come and eat here.
Yeah.
It's a meat place.
Yeah, it's a meat place. Exactly. They're probably not going to go.
They're not going to go.
Yeah. If they do, they're being a bit of a dick about it.
They're being a dick about it, exactly.
But, Nintendo wants everything to be for everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they do. That's their thing.
And they want their
money. Motherfuckers love the money.
They do.
Because they make it.
They don't want a fucking monopod eye dudes. They don't want them to be like, I can't use this.
Monopod eye?
Havers. Yeah. Having motherfuckers. Those guys, I don't want to cut out that market sector. That's a fucking lucrative place. They don't have to spend money on two eyeglasses, so they got money to throw around, you know? They got some cash.
Rant theory.
What I haven't.
Look, I don't have kit for the visually impaired.
I only have to buy a monocle, which is cheaper than regular two eyeglasses.
So it works fine.
It works fine.
Just fine.
Yeah. Some interesting business has happened overseas in England.
England town.
Where the employees of Game were sent around a memo that said, what we're going to do, right, Shifty cunts, is they're going to send out their employees incognito with moustaches and shit to rock up and buy up Tesco's stock. And then sell it at and sell it back at Game as used.
Yeah.
But it's still at the full price. That's They're basically so saying, oh, sorry, we've sold out all of our regular stock.
Tesco had a deal that Game couldn't match. Yeah. So
they said, well, we can't match this. We'll fucking buy it. All. Yeah. And it was really funny because Tesco came out and said, you could say this is Game set and match. I was like, oh, that's a sick burn. That's like an old man crossword puzzle kind of burn. He's sitting there tapping his pencil and he's thinking, oh, that is good. I'm using that line.
Did the Who song come on after they said it?
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yes, they did. And the guy just sat there being smugly satisfied.
It's like, I retire from Tesco's.
Tesco.
I will not do anything else that will be anywhere near as more meaningful as what I've just said just now.
But that's super sus. Like, but you wonder how much of that
sus.
Underhanded, shady bullshit goes on.
But the thing is,
Adam,
like,
you're in game retail. Did you do anything underhanded and shifty?
Hell yes, I did.
For anyone other than yourself.
Oh, not for me. Okay, no, nothing to the general public.
No,
not really. I think. Pre-owned games is enough right there.
Yeah.
Everyone knows you trade in a game for $20, it gets sold for probably $50-$60.
That's it. Yeah.
So,
I mean, I don't know what game you're
buying
for here. But I mean,
that's just second-hand market, full stop. That's what happens everywhere.
Exactly, yeah. Like, were they trying to basically buy all of their stock? Or
it seems like a real hand-brain scheme.
It doesn't work.
It's all we're going to do is see.
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like something I would fucking do.
I know.
It makes no fucking sense.
It doesn't.
But it sounds like, like a bunch of little kids.
You know
what?
I got more sense than that.
Yeah, it's not a solid plan.
No, it's
not really
weird.
Because they're still making their money out of it.
And as an employee, wouldn't you be like, come on, man, this is pretty weak.
Yeah. I probably wouldn't do it, I don't think.
And I love all these stipulations in the letter as well. It's like, we will not pay for transportation to this. Make sure you where you walk, it's safe.
Yeah. Don't wear your fucking uniform.
Like, yeah, it was really.
Was that
shit.
One of them?
I don't know.
Yeah, no, probably, it probably was.
It wasn't. No, it wasn't.
Really?
Yeah.
So dudes probably did.
Because they wouldn't give a fuck. Tesco's wouldn't be like, hang on a minute. Get out of
Why
it.
Do
they
you
will
want
now.
12 3DSs.
The other funny thing is they could still do it. They'd be like, all right, fine. You caught us. Pants down. Fair enough.
Can I still buy these?
We're still going to do it. Not paying for your transport. Off you go. Do this work for us. You're a chump. Yeah. It was like the time I went to a local supermarket and people at my work had been using their car park as a park because we have woeful parking.
Mm.
And so this dude was standing in the car park, basically like cock blocking anyone who wants to like park in there, park blocking them. And it was just this look on his face. He was like, you know, like this look in his face. He's like, this is not what I signed up for. I'm not here being a fucking park Nazi. And he had like traffic cones around him and shit. And it was just like, and it was starting to spit like rain. And you could just see him. He was just like, this is fucking horseshit.
This is not a job I want to do.
So that's the same as those Tesco guys been standing there going like this. Oh, no, the game guys. Jesus Christ, how fucking lame are
and
we?
It's, yeah, you're going to make yourselves look like a fucking...
And for what? You're not going to make the
what
fucking
if
money.
Actually did it or not?
God, why would you bother?
Yeah. You know, half the time it's probably just the fact that people say, it's like, where'd you get 3DS? I got it from Game.
Yeah.
Like that Game had stock. Like, that's pretty much going to be what it all is.
No one's really running out anyway.
They're not, No, Nintendo's made a stack.
Yeah. That's weird.
The fact that, you know, the amount of horseshit that's happened around the world and there's been no delays in the release, you know, like, they're set up, you know, really well to make this They're there for the monies. Yeah, and apparently they're pretty easy to get in the US, even on launch day. They weren't selling out.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Not that that's an indication. It means that Nintendo did a good job of making enough. Yeah, and exactly. Not, like, falsely...
well, it's not like they didn't sell... that's not Apple for one. Mm. But it's like they... Is the biggest Nintendo launch ever?
Yes, absolutely. They are claiming that it is their best handheld launch ever.
Handheld.
Which is good, you know.
Good on them.
And for being a... See, is it a new platform, though? Or is it like an augmented old platform?
It's new.
It's like a modified old platform.
Well, it's even got DS in the name.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
But, I mean, hell, they called Game Boy for how many iterations?
But Game Boy Advance, is that different to Game Boy? Yes.
So that's is different to DS.
3DS, yeah, that's what I'm saying. 3DS is what Game Boy Advance was to Game Boy.
Yeah.
Because there's things you could do on the 3DS that you can't go back.
It's the same looking thing, pretty much, basically. Yeah.
But if you think of what the Advance played Game Boy games, and it also played Game Boy Advance games, so it's like 3DS. So
that given that people are going to develop games side by side for DS and 3DS as well. Yeah. That's a weird thing. Like, why wouldn't you... I don't know. Yeah. So there's a lot of DSs out there, I guess.
Is never... Like, they will... They're still... The fact that they're still making fucking PlayStation 2 games.
Exactly.
Like, they will make DS games because there is so fucking many of them out there. There's just, tens of tens and tens of millions.
Yeah.
Mm. Four of them at my house. I think one. the rumored poor battery life as well has been definitely confirmed. I've seen many a thing saying how bad it is around about 2 to 3 hours.
Not good. Generally 3. I haven't heard anyone say 2.
Yeah, well, depending on
whichever way you fucking look at it.
But 3's bad. 3 is bad.
You gonna, honestly, like, think of it like your phone and that. Like, your phone you generally will chuck on the charger every night. I do. I go to bed, I chuck it on.
It's
like,
a very different device.
It's a game device.
Are you honestly going to play your DS for 3 hours?
No, but what you're going to do is pick it up and play it for half an hour a couple times and then be like, after a day, this is flat already.
You know what you do? That's why they gave you the charging cradle. Because all you do is drop it in that.
Because they knew the battery life was fucked.
That's fine. But
so it comes with the charging.
Yeah. You literally just put it somewhere. It's the same as your fucking iPad dock. It's the same as everything else. Like, usually your phone flat out for 3 hours or whatever.
Yep.
Yeah.
I know.
It's just the way things are these days. Like, it's not fantastic.
It's bad. It is bad. Is that what you can't... There's no different way to slice it.
It doesn't matter. Apparently 3 doesn't make shit difference.
Yeah. Which is odd because it's like literally generating two images.
It's weird.
It's something that it's very clear that they're going to improve. They can't have a system that lasts that little amount of time. And I wonder
people have already made new battery packs for it anyway.
Great.
Yeah.
Those things are always cool. Like jamming them on the back, do you mean?
Yeah, there's one that's like...
Yeah, like plug
it
in.
Thicker, and then there's one that's like... going to be just replace the actual battery.
Yeah, it's more the inconvenience of the fact that as well, the dock... Like, you can't really play something that...
I guess it depends how you're going to use it. Like, for me... Personally, like, mine probably won't travel that much because I don't go on the bus and shit like that.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of it as more of an all-round general thing. I just don't think that's very good.
It's bad.
For someone like yourself, that's fine. But, like, most kids, when I say kid, like, you know, general...
Yeah. That's your audience.
General audience of a DS...
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty bad. Like,
that's a day at school, you know?
That's a day at school. That's a car trip. Tops. Like, you know, going from, say, where we live in the country, Victoria, to Melbourne is a three-hour drive, generally.
With the DS
screw
at the moment,
on the way home, you got no DS on the way home.
Yeah, true. With the DS as well, if you shut it, that literally will sit there in sleep for days. Like, I've had a Pokemon sitting there flashing with the blue light, like, for days.
Yeah.
And, The 3DS encourages you to leave it in sleep mode.
Yeah.
As well. It doesn't say turn it off. Don't turn it off, because if you, then you can walk with it as well.
Yeah.
And it's got the play coin system as well, which is like when you're walking around, you earn, it's like the pedometer for the Pokemon thing.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
you're able to spend it in system wise stuff, and you can spend it in games and stuff to unlock. And that's really cool. And that's something I'd like, if I had one, I would carry it with me everywhere to get that thing, because you want to unlock more stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I found myself carrying that Pokemon thing around just so I could level Pokemon in that thing.
Yeah.
Just for funsies.
Yeah, yeah.
And you sort of, it's encouraging you to take somewhere, but it's also like, you wouldn't mind grabbing another third party charger if you had one to go somewhere and whack it on there too, if it's that.
Yeah, if it is
as bad. It'd be interesting to see, like, after a couple of weeks usage, how it goes as well. Because that's the other thing, is batteries don't get better.
No.
No, that's exactly right.
So if you've got a system that's 3 hours to start with,
it's not exactly
how bad is it going to get after a year?
It's not exactly healthy to charge it just willy-nilly as well. Like,
yeah, if it's not flat.
Apparently,
that's not true. Apparently, battery technology now...
It depends on the type of battery.
Yeah. Because, like, yeah, I've never heard anyone say, it's fine. Like,
It does depend on the type of battery.
Yeah.
But the thing is, cycles, like, the way that batteries charge, they've got a certain amount of cycles.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
of
exactly,
how many recharges they can have. Mm. So even if you do it, you know, like, it's basically saying, well, you did that too soon, and you spent that sort of recharge.
Yeah, yeah.
So to speak.
And the memory of the battery.
It doesn't really work like that. Like, it doesn't remember that it got charged at a certain stage. What it means is it has a limited life of use, and over time it will deplete.
Yes.
That's the nature of every battery.
Either way, you don't
But that's bad. Imagine
charge.
A year. Imagine a year's time. Mm. Like, and it's my DS Lite was less good than when I first got it.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing, is like, that was always the thing I loved about the DS. I was like, man, this thing is a fucking camel. Like, it lasts forever.
Yeah.
And
it's pretty much guaranteed that when you picked it up to play it after not playing it for ages, you'd still have at least half your battery left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy like that.
As a ridiculously...
Unless you leave it for like 6 months and then it was fucking...
Yeah.
And then it'd be flat. But it'd be really interesting to see exactly, you know, when you've actually got one and then
hopefully
see...
it's exaggerated.
No, it's not.
Really?
No.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Righto.
Okay, so Nintendo's also, more Nintendo news, these guys have responded to the a bunch of people, sorry, absolutely flatlined there for a second. They responded to people saying about they're getting headaches and sort of responded in a really curious way, saying it's like, we'll fucking turn the 3D down or take a break. That was their response, that happens with everything. It's not just us.
Yeah.
3D's fine. That's, shut up about
that's
it.
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's like, not like people don't go to 3D movies and go, I don't get sore eyes or a headache. Like, people complain about that shit all the time.
Yeah.
And it never gets brought up as a thing of like, you know, they're not doing it right. Like, James Cameron doesn't know how to do 3D. It gives me a headache. It's like, people get headaches. It's fucking... Your eyes are working overtime.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So, Nintendo's got a point. Take a fucking break.
Yeah, yeah. Very true.
Mm-hmm.
I'll turn it down. The slider was there.
Yeah.
You know, like, don't just crank it all the way up and then sit there and go, oh, jeez.
Oh, my head.
My eyes are sore.
I can't tear myself away from this new console.
It's driving me crazy.
Oh, my
eyes. How badly I want to look at it.
Oh, but I can only play for 3 hours, apparently.
The region block has been confirmed as well.
Mm. For the 3DS.
3DS is absolutely region locked. More so, I can assume, it used to be because, like, the PAL NTSC... You know, that was a reasonable reason that the things were region blocked.
Yeah.
But now it's very clearly, like, especially the cartridge. It's very clearly to stop people being able to import cheap games.
Yeah.
And it's kind of sad.
Yeah, it sucks. It really does.
Hopefully, from where we generally get cheaper games from is the UK and their PAL as well. It'll be interesting to see whether or not the region locked Australia, region locked.
Well, apparently, some dudes in the UK, apparently the UK boxers say this is for use in Europe/Australia.
Okay, yeah, so, all right, we should still be able to get those. Yeah, but yeah. None of the, maybe not some of the Asian territories, because that's the other place where super cheap shit comes from.
Yeah.
I mean, PlayAsia are selling games.
Yeah, they can sell anything.
From, yeah.
But they can sell them. It doesn't mean they're going to work.
Oh, okay, yeah. Right. You know?
Like, they've got it. They can sell anything they want.
Mm.
But that was kind of disappointing to me. Like, I remember back in the day I bought Electroplankton for the DS. That's straight from Japan.
Yep.
And that worked perfectly in the old DS. And
if they ever do anything like that, that's not going to come out here.
Yeah, we won't actually be
tough
able to.
Tough titties.
Yeah, shame.
Yes.
As the old saying goes.
Did you guys see that video of the 1080p output of the from the iPad 2?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Real racing thing?
Yeah.
Oh, the real racing. No, I saw the Infinity Blade thing.
Yeah, I saw the Infinity Blade.
Oh, okay.
That was cool.
That was nuts.
Yeah,
it was pretty good.
Very cool.
Yeah.
It's funny watching that real racing when they were turning the screen.
Yeah.
But looking at the actual monitor, I'm like, that makes a lot more sense
than
turning the fucking car.
Yeah. Way more sense. See, that kind of thing is really interesting to me. That changes the iPad in general.
Yeah.
Like,
being able to just do it on your telly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that makes it not only a portable device, but a home device as well. Yeah. That's sensational.
Yeah.
Really cool.
Do you like know it's the first one?
No.
Does it have TV out?
Yeah, TV out.
It's a HDMI.
It's a converter.
It's a plug-in.
Yeah. Mm, so whether or not it works in the iPad 1, probably doesn't.
I don't know. I don't see why, I don't see why they wouldn't, because then they'd just sell more of those little dongles.
Yeah. Maybe it's the processing power of the one compared to the two. Maybe it can't output at that higher resolution.
Frequency.
Even not that res would be cool, like looking at pages and shit on the telly. But just being able to do that.
Yep.
Like,
just with a really long HDMI cord.
Mm. I got one of those.
Sick.
Yeah, it's good. That was really interesting. It was like that made me sort of go, okay. Well, I mean, accelerometer... You know,
well played, Apple.
Yeah.
One of those things. Yeah. So I was like, nah, dude. And then I saw it working. I was like, oh.
Yeah. Like, that makes way more sense.
Yeah.
Way more sense. Yeah. Yes, dude.
Dude. Nice one there. Apples. Do you want to attach a sort of cool on it? Disappointing.
Yeah. Oh.
Disappointing.
You let it go too long.
Nah, I think I went in too hot.
Oh, really?
I think I was like, maybe we should get one of these. He's like, well, yeah, maybe we should. And I'm like, fuck. Played that hand incorrectly. I could do whatever I fucking liked.
You are a grown man, sir.
Yeah.
But I won't.
No, don't do it, though. You get your ass kicked.
No. She'd be just like, I thought we weren't getting one of these. And we'd be like,
oh, I thought you said we could. Oh,
check this out.
Well.
Check this shit out. And she'd be like,
I bought new shoes.
I don't
talk
about that. You bought this
Try
thing.
Doing that. I bought new shoes. More shoes.
Have you told...
Where are you going to put them?
Have you told Maren about the entourages yet?
Yeah, she knows about them.
Yeah, how'd you go with that?
Yeah, I said that the last pair I'm buying.
How are your balls?
They're still
crushed.
Still there. No.
This guy. I've got it all under control.
Smooth it all out. It's all good.
So
but it's the last pair.
What do you have to do?
It's the last pair. It's what I had to do.
What did you have to do?
Use my
own
money.
And well. Had to do it right.
All the way this time.
Hey, more 3DS news I forgot about before.
Oh, God.
There's also been a little bit of real-world footage of people playing DS games, and the difference between DS games played on a 3DS as in comparison to played
on
a
DS.
On
a DS.
Yeah, I'm really keen to see this in person, to see what it's like.
The differences include colours looking not as good, the pixels looking kind of shitty because they have to sort of double it because it's a higher resolution screen.
Yeah.
So you might even have that, like, if anyone ever saw the XL, large super-duper DS, the way that it sort of smeared the pixels a little bit and made it look a little bit fuzzy.
Mm.
It might do a bit of that, I don't know. But apparently the colours are kind of shitty and different.
Okay.
And the load times on everything universally are longer.
Really?
And it also, sometimes what it'll do is load the game and then just sit there with a black screen for about like 5 to 10 seconds, just sitting there doing nothing.
Yeah. That's strange.
But then once you're in the game, apparently it's runs fine.
No.
Yeah.
No, I read another report that said that it was in game.
This like, just in.
Loading saves, everything. It was a breakdown of all the different things that had, oh, and yeah, had time yeah. comparison
Any
between
time
the two.
Anytime it's got to load, the, like that sort of thing. But
what,
once
the game?
No.
Oh, right, you mean the running. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Games load a lot, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, I've never had a DS before, so...
Yeah. Oh, it'll be the same for you. It's not like you're going, this take ages to load. He'll be like, this is the first time I've ever played this game. Ever. So it makes no difference to me.
True.
Yeah, I did find one of those things, like, sometimes you look at these bloggers and you go, man, I know you guys get paid by the post, but fuck me, is this not news? Mm. Like, when something is like, 2.3 seconds longer, and you're like, really? 2.3 fucking seconds? The longest one out of every single comparison thing was 10 seconds. I'm like, that is not a long time.
That's yeah. still just 10 seconds.
Like 10 seconds, yeah.
If it was 50 seconds...
Yeah, that's nearly a minute. Yeah.
That's a long time to wait.
And even then, yeah. a minute's not that long in game terms.
If you're
long.
Sitting there staring at a screen...
For a minute,
really,
yeah, I'd be getting pretty...
10 messy. Seconds. Mm.
10 seconds is fine. I can handle
yeah.
that. That's fine. Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatevs.
Yeah. Colour thing's probably... Like,
colour thing's a little bit shitty.
Yeah.
And a little
Apparently
bit...
if you knock the brightness down one, yeah, it fixes it a fair bit, but...
Because it's maybe
who
a
knows.
Different... It's a different kind of screen. And
Yeah.
It'll take a bit of fucking around with. But that, again, it was a bit unexpected.
Seems to be fairly subjective, too. Like, a lot of dudes are saying that it looks
Not
fine.
Sick!
Yeah. Oh, shut up, it's good!
I'm justifying my expensive purchase. Fuck. Hey, more Omo trolling. Duke Nukem Forever got fucking delayed again.
It actually got
That's
delayed.
That's hilarious.
It actually
oh
got
That video
delayed.
Was pretty funny, too.
The video was great.
Yeah. That was well played, first
yeah,
of all,
yeah.
by you guys. But yeah, has legitimately got bumped by another month backwards. Yeah. And it's a really curious thing to happen. It's like, why a month?
Yeah, I wonder.
What can you do in a month?
Mm.
Like, of a game that's practically finished.
Yeah, I do wonder.
Yeah. Very weird.
Anyway.
Fresh rage.
Maybe you got to get in more bitch slapping.
Possibly.
Pack in some more of that.
That sounds dumb.
That was the other thing that got the multiplayer mode where you have to calm the babe down slapping her. First of all, this was the best news furor as well, because it was like, Duke Nukem slapping women to calm them down, bruh! You know, like people losing their fucking shit, and then the people like, well, they slap them on the ass, and you're like, well, that's different. That's got a slightly different kind of, you know, like the difference of me casually walking through my kitchen and gently patting my partner on the ass in a playful yet firm manner. In comparison to slapping them in the face.
Shut like, up, bitch!
Big difference. Big fucking difference. Yeah. So, yeah, maybe you should have slightly read that a little harder there, internet bloggers. Internet. But that was pretty funny. It's still cheesy as fuck, but I can't wait to see what the fuck this is all about.
It's, yeah. Interesting.
It's goofy, and it's...
That's pretty goofy, yeah.
And I don't know, it's... Yeah, it fits. Fits the theme. More quality commentary from Adam.
Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah. No, it wasn't the fair. It was a heh.
Quick, do the hand rub again.
The sausage hand rub. No, it's very odd. It's a very odd thing.
Yeah.
Not for that game, but it's just... It's... Mm. When is it out? June? We'll see it then. Fuck it.
Yep. June. May. Oh, June.
Moon.
June.
Moon.
Yeah, moon.
Jeez. Go.
From last time, we had the absolutely terrible shit that happened in Japan with the tsunami and the earthquake. But my God, how many different places have banded together to make some fucking amazing things? Like we had a heap of different companies lowering prices of games and saying, "Hey, all the money goes from this, the sales of this." Like Capcom did it and made a fucking big stack of cash.
Yeah.
And PopCap. Did one as well and made $100,000 alone by themselves.
Yeah.
And even Lady Gaga did as well. She was selling some fucking thing. She did something with Zynga or something. Yeah, some huge amount
really?
Of money.
Yeah.
She did it through Zynga though, so I don't know what the fuck it's got to do with Farmville, but I don't know. That chick is
someone
crazy.
Else did $300,000, didn't they?
I have no idea. But
I think it was.
There's been a huge amount of people that have really sort of thought of really creative ways to raise money as well. And I think
Was Valve, Team Fortress 2.
Oh, hats. That's right, hats. Yeah, they sold hats.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's
which
great.
Is really cool. And I mean, I love those ones where you just go, oh, yeah, fuck it, I'll do that. Like, that's a reasonable course. I actually went to buy a yo-yo that was a Japan relief one that was this rad wooden yo-yo from Yo-Yo Factory in the US, and it was like $30 postage. I'm like, well, who am I giving? I might as well just donate the $10.
Yeah, exactly.
That the yo-yo that it was going to cost. Mm. I might as well just donate that to the actual cause rather than getting a tchotchke for it. Yeah, so it was a bit weird.
Mm.
Anyway.
Anywho.
I don't think that $30 is going to Japan.
No, that would be going directly to the people who would be bringing it to me, and then I'd be like, cool,
you giving this money to Japan?
Yeah, we did some of it. I'd be like, alright,
okay,
sick, thanks. Say postman.
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 Where's my shoes?
Where's all my shoes, you son of a bitch?
Fuck.
He's walking around in slippers.
Slippers.
Slip on slippers.
They're cooler than slippers, though.
There was a thing that popped up about Xboxes potentially getting a new DVD format.
Disc format, yeah.
Disc format. What? A little late, isn't it, Microsoft?
It's odd.
How much longer do you want to do an Xbox for? Yeah. Must be a while if they want to introduce a slightly different, larger... They didn't even say larger, they should have just said different.
That's weird.
Yeah. Everyone who's who wins the right to participate in this gets a free copy of Halo Reach sent to them, which I guess will be on the new format, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What is this?
What is this?
It is weird. It's very different.
Like,
stop doing discs.
Yeah, just...
Put it on the future.
Make it a future one.
Make it a future one.
I buy all my games
digitally.
What
you're going to get is, like, memory chips sort of like the size of a...
Oh, that guy. Fuck, that was funny.
What happens when your dog eats it?
You should tell that story.
Dog, stop eating discs.
What was it? Oh. Nah, I've told it before.
All right. Sony versus Geo Hotz, this hacker dude. Who is the dude who cracked the Sony Da Vinci code and made dudes copy shit and stuff and on the PlayStation 3? They've taken each other to court. He released a hilarious white guy rap yelling at them in an Eminem kind of fashion. Did you see that video?
I did not see that, no.
It's pretty amusing.
I didn't want to watch it.
It was pretty
amusing.
Anytime
that anything's been put up by this guy, it's been the picture of, like, him in his bedroom or some shit.
Yeah.
Like, doing something. And I'm like, I don't like the look of you. I think you'll annoy me, and I don't want to look, I don't want to know.
A little annoying. Well, sometimes when you hear a defense, you go, that is a very good defense. And other times... You hear something, you go, yeah, you're probably stretching a little there, champ. His latest defense, his lawyers came out with saying that he couldn't possibly know about Sony Computer Entertainment of America existed. He couldn't know that they existed because it doesn't mention them on the box. It only mentions the Japan side of it. Wait for it. And the other mention of Sony Computer Entertainment of America is in the manual, and he still got his manual, and it's sealed in its plastic bag that came with his PlayStation 3. So he couldn't possibly known that they existed.
Hang on.
Didn't know about their rights. He didn't know about the things he was infringing. Therefore,
wait a minute.
Therefore, Adam, you're out of order. Therefore, he can hack that console and do what he likes.
I'm sorry. Didn't open the manual. I'm sorry.
Case closed.
I'm sorry.
Objection.
Objection.
We're talking about plastic here, right?
Couldn't open it. He couldn't find that information. He didn't even know they existed, Adam.
Who knew?
You must acquit, Adam. If the thing isn't open...
Settle out of court.
This guy fucking serious?
Dead serious.
He's always serious.
Man.
You can imagine them discussing that, going like, this is like, you're going, well, where's it fucking mentioned? It's, no, we'll bring in the box. Where's the box? And he goes,
have you got one of those, like, plastic?
He's like, I didn't even open that.
Wrap fucking.
They just put it in a Ziploc bag.
It mentions in the manual. It's like, man, I didn't even open my manual. Didn't you?
No. Can we use that?
We could fucking use that. That's it. We've got fucking nothing else.
That's it. That's
you have clearly, you know, broken all the other rules.
Break out the shrink wrap machine.
Yeah. This guy continues to be amusing.
That is a stretch.
Yeah. And that's it. That's all the news that happened. Right.
I don't even care about that.
Don't you? Excellent. I don't care. I don't
care. PlayStation sucks, man. No. Xbox is the king.
I just don't hack my console.
I don't care about that because I just don't want it to work. Relevant.
I want to be able to watch Blu-rays on it.
I know people who've had hacked theirs and they've gone, oh, I'm playing this new game, so awesome. And they come back and go, oh, my console doesn't work anymore. I'm like, why? It's like, oh, because they found out and they bricked it. Oh, they didn't brick it. It was just, I can't play anything online.
That just isn't
cool.
It's not worth it. It's not worth it.
I just want to be able to play Peggle.
What are you saving a couple of bucks?
Yeah.
So the thing is that I don't get about mod chips, and I know this because I've had a mod chip in a PlayStation 1.
What is the deal with mod chips?
Mod chipping from a man? Like, the only thing you can really do with mod chips, and there's a guy that used to come into where I used to work, and he would talk about having a mod chip on his PlayStation, but he wouldn't talk about the games he got. He talked about how many games he had.
Yeah,
that's it.
That's all it is. And it's like,
it's the same
I don't
as people
care about that.
Movies.
Yeah,
I don't
I've got
care
a million
about
movies.
That. You know, like, what? All right, about fucking 10% of those games are actually get any good.
Yeah,
and how much fucking time have you got to play games, dude?
Yeah,
and old games.
Busy downloading
play some new games.
Ever.
Like, it just doesn't make any fucking sense. No. Like, that's all it is. It's like, dudes just building their collection. And what?
Look at the length
it's a
of
name.
My list.
It's a is name. Yeah, exactly.
Here? Look how long this list is. Pretty
my
long.
List is average size.
It's average.
And I'm happy with my average size list.
It's a good list.
It just doesn't, and it's never made any, like I said, I did it once with PS1 and all I did was like, burnt a bunch of hired games and then got to the point where I was like, hang on a minute. Like, I'm just doing this to do it.
I haven't actually played any of these.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, it's just...
I did it too with my my PlayStation 1 and I remember the one game that I burnt that actually got to work was Jackie Chan's, like, Action Master or something like that. I can't remember what... But that was the only one that worked. And then it eventually made my console not work anymore, and the only way it worked was upside down.
Upside down.
The end.
That is glorious, though.
That is good.
It only worked upside down.
Yeah.
Sensational.
Good times. Well, that is a podcast.
Yeah, that
you
is.
You betcha.
Don't try and tell anyone any different, because it will be egg
true.
On your face.
Right in your face. You don't want that.
Right on your forehead.
You're going to have to get a towel. Brush it off.
Brush it off. Brush off the egg.
A towel would do it. You want more than a towel.
Brush yourself with a beaten egg.
What are you, crumb sausage?
Scotch egg.
Scotch egg. Solomon
Flowers. What
the
fuck's a Scotch egg?
What you do is...
One of us was going to do it, none of us was going to
do it. That's good stuff.
You get an egg. Hard-boiled jelly. Rolling flour. Push sausage fucking meat around it.
Fry the cunts till they fucking black, you prick.
I love it so much. It's so good. Oh, man.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for coming.
See
you appreciate your effort.
Ooh.
Ranttheory@twitter.com. Ranttheory@gmail.com. Ranttheory@blogspot.com. Come and look at our things that we do.
What
talk,
do?
We talk what? On there sometimes.
When?
Follow us individualized. We each do a Twitter all the time. Sometimes Adam retweets Ice-T.
I retweet him all the time.
That's your favourite thing to do.
Because you're a retweeter.
Things that he says that people need to read because it's hilarious.
Retweet everyone else's.
He said something the other week about his balls and it was funny. And I'm like, dudes will want to read that. It's funny.
I appreciate that.
It means you don't have to follow him.
It's true, I don't follow him.
And then he retweets about blocking people. It's funny.
Yeah, I like those. I love when famous people yell about blocking people.
Yeah, it's great.
Block him.
Block him. It's good. I like that. Blocked.
If you want to get blocked, follow us on Twitter. I'm at Nathan Pye. You're at Adam B. Metal.
Adam B. Metal.
And you're
at Omocles.
At Omocles. Yeah, you know, whatever.
Come on down. Get blocked.
Whatever.
I've never said anything interesting.
Me neither.
No. I'll retweet Ice-T a bunch, apparently. Yeah. I got other things I like to do on there.
No.
Nah.
Retweet other people's
things. Not a lot. Not often.
Really? Oh, that's a shame.
Nah, it's okay, though.
No, I'll try better now. I'll try harder.
Okay. Try to think of creative things to say.
I will. I'm jumping on there right now.
You see my tweet last night about those bickies?
Yes.
You need to get them. They're
I'm
going to
eat those bickies.
Amazing.
All right. I'm going to get those bickies.
So you could be tweeting
about that one. See that lunch. One I did? The stole off.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Mr. Penny Arcade.
Yeah.
That was no invite.
Up. I know.
No invite. What
no,
that's
all right.
See,
that's
now
right.
He's even cutting you out.
Yeah.
Shit, I'm cutting everyone out by the
sound. You're a jerk.
It
was his idea to cut you out.
Oh, I knew it.
Yeah.
No, that's bullshit. That is bullshit.
Just because I'm diabetic.
It was his idea.
And it would kill me.
See ya.